Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Show we're scheduled to have John Perkins. Hadn't had him on in years. Confessions of an Economic Hitman, worked for the IMF and World Bank, going in to set up third world countries to be imploded, same as the United States has been set up. I've got, for about 15 minutes, Rebecca Estep joining us. She heads up a big autism organization trying to expose what the vaccines, among other things, are doing, are wreaking havoc on the children of the United States and the planet. We also have Pastor Stephen L. Anderson joining us, literally millions of views. There's one YouTube with like 300,000 views and a bunch of others with hundreds of thousands of views. At least a million views in the last five or six days since he just did a little testimonial on YouTube about being pulled over at one of these internal checkpoints that are sometimes 100 miles deep into the country, what they call constitution free zones. And more of these videos are getting posted on the web of Americans, retired school teachers, police officers, firemen, pastors, and they get tired, you know, driving around their area where they live, going through these checkpoints every day. And they pull you over, they search you, it's not on the border, and they will beat you, they will attack you, but then meanwhile, CNN reported 2 days ago, I never even got to this report. Guys, it's somewhere in this stack of news because the stacks kind of pile up here. I got to clean this desk off. I got about a week and a half of news here. It's like a devastating mess. Will you Google Homeland Security, let illegals go or immigrants go? Because that article, if you read it, it admits what we already knew. They, in the few stage raids they do on the news, they do about four or five a year where they'll go to a meatpacking plant or a farm. Instead of just prosecuting the owners by the thousands, you know, that would end all this overnight if they prosecuted the company owners. They go pick up the illegals and then take them to enroll them for green cards and let them go. And then CNN every day runs these heart string pieces about, and then they made the illegals go home and they made their children leave with them that were born in the U.S. And it's just so terrible. Yeah, you try going to Mexico or other countries illegally and then having a bunch of kids over there. They'll throw you out, but only after they put you in jail, run a credit check on you, find out who your family is, and suck every dime your family's got. Mexico won't feed you in your jails. They'll let you make a phone call when you've lost 20 pounds in 2 weeks, begging for money. Then they take you and take Tabasco, shake it up in a Coke, and shoot it up your nose. That's their form of torture. Oh, you don't give them everything you've got, bank statements, everything. And now the Mexican police are so corrupt, they kill the American gringos. They kill you in their jails. Oh, it's loving and good. But we've got to be sweet to the illegal aliens, and Homeland Security hires them to build the little shoddy border fences. That's been admitted. It's all totally fake. Yeah, here's a headline. I guess WorldNet Daily did a one on the CNN story. Homeland Security bill lets illegals go free without more detention facilities other than Mexicans must be released. Now, that's another one. That's a separate one from April 21st, I guess today. I hadn't seen that one. This is CNN. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's true. It's there. People can find it if they want to. You guys are quick, though. Let me think of the exact headline. Hold on. Exact headline. Homeland Security releases immigrants or something like that. Okay, we got a huge show. I haven't even told you about the news. We're going to cover when we get back and launch this worldwide transmission against tyranny. You know, we are living in dark days. But at the same time, there's never been an awakening bigger and never been a greater challenge. Any way you slice it, we're living in a grand adventure, a life and death situation.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Here they come, ladies and gentlemen, the four horsemen. They come for every generation and every nation. Tyranny, mass murder, and death. And they come
to take your life
onto the dead of night. You see the four horsemen. So choose your fate. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You've been dying since the day you were born. You know it's all been planned.
You've been dying since you were born. You know it's all been planned. Forces of the Spirit rise. The sinner once, the sinner twice. The need for repentance now. Cause now you've got the mind of your life.
That's right.
Forces are drawing nearer. Unless the seeds they rise.
No more time for talk. Are you ready to fight? You'll see the four horsemen ride. So choose your fate. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Another maiden transmission in the fight against tyranny.
We are here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back Sundays for an abbreviated transmission for liberty and the defense of freedom against tyranny. 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is the real world. My guys found the article during the break. In the first little segment, I mentioned that the federal government has been proposing and preparing and doing studies where if you haven't paid all the taxes they say you owe, they are not going to allow you to have a job. And this has been openly announced. Citizens will be run through a background check to have any job. You'll have to have an in-standing, good standing national ID card / real ID to be able to have a job. They've already done this with many of the professional professions. And the illegal aliens have an exemption. And they have an exemption in the $787 billion federal takeover, federalization bill, known as the $787 billion stimulus package. And again, the illegal aliens are exempt. They are allowed to receive, this is mainstream news, contracts from the federal government illegally and do not have to go through the Homeland Security Patriot Act compliance that a citizen does when they get on a plane, a bus, rent a car, get a job. Total control, total federal takeover. It's self-run by offshore banks. The government's been hijacked by offshore banks. They do whatever they want with the rules. They are above the law. And get it straight, I don't hate the dear, sweet illegal aliens. But I'm sick of citizens having no rights, no liberties, and the criminals in government not following their own rules and then making the illegal aliens above the law because they want to swamp the nation, bankrupt the states, drive down the wages, balkanize the nation. They want everybody at each other's throats. The United States cannot coexist with that police state cesspit known as Mexico. And it's a fact. You get arrested by the Mexican police, they'll keep you in there for months. They won't even feed you until you give all your credit card info, all your bank accounts, your family's money to them. I know probably more than 100 people in high school and college and as an adult and today, more than 100. Friends, family, neighbors who've been robbed and raped, sometimes physically, by the Mexican police. And then we have these whining, simpering CNN specials every day, every time I'm in the coffee break room. Literally in the last week, I see pieces making people feel sorry and playing sad music for the illegal aliens with the few stunt arrests Homeland Security does every month. They'll arrest a few dozen here, a few hundred there, when there's at least 3 million illegals a year coming in, a million legals. And then they have these whining stories about, oh, the children are U.S. citizens, but they had to go back to Mexico, or the illegal alien was married to, you know, somebody who'd gotten a green card, so the kid has to stay here or go to Mexico. Hey, they're not taking you to a dirt-floored Mexican jail and pouring Tabasco sauce up your nose till you sign them a dotted line, giving them every bit of cash you got. I'm sick of it. It's a disgusting joke. It's the facts of life. 40% of Mexico was taken by the United States. Mexico doesn't like it. They hate this country. Now, 91% of Americans, including 80% in Gallup polls of Hispanics who are Americans, want the borders shut because they know it's destroying their wages, their future, their country, and bankrupting everything. And they know when the globalists are done, the entire United States will be like Mexico City, and then there's nowhere to run. You think I blame those poor peasants down there in Mexico who've been driven off their ancestral lands, herded up to Mexico City, 35 million people, as a staging ground for the maquiladoras along the Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, California borders? No, I don't blame those people! But letting them flood over and bring down the United States, is it going to help them? making them stay down there and have real rebellion is the only chance they've got of freedom. That place has got triple the natural resources the United States has, and those people are just as smart and just as hardworking, maybe more so than the average American, but they never had founding fathers, the most incredible people in history. Every one of them geniuses, every one of them heroes who did something new. You know, twice on record, George Washington's generals wanted to have a coup d'etat right when it looked like they were winning after 7 years of battle and to make him dictator. In Mexico, that happened against Spain, and the general said, I will be your dictator. And everywhere else it happened. It happened with Napoleon. It happened everywhere else. Only one place did it happen where he said no. And then he served his two terms. They wanted him to be king, and he wouldn't stand for that. And he left back to his farm. Because they understood something larger, something bigger. They believed in the idea. That was their treasure. And that is why they are in bondage in Mexico. Because they didn't have George Washington. That's why. Why do you think the media likes to tear down the founding fathers and badmouth them and try to make them look, you know, less than what they were? Because they hate them. All parasites, all control freaks, the wicked upper echelons of the New World Order hate the founders. You have all this liberty, all this wealth. You have the Second Amendment. You know how precious it is to be under arms, to be armed. No one in history has ever had it. And we didn't have it purely. But the idea of liberty spread. It's always an eternal struggle against your liberties and against your freedoms. And then I read this. Illegal immigrants detained, then freed to work. And it talks about in the CNN story, just Google it, Patrick Oppenheim. Illegal immigrants detained, then freed. And you Google that, you get hundreds of articles where they're doing it. At the top on CNN. And they stage these fake raids. And then they take them and fill out and give them all green cards. All right, I'm done talking about it. Meanwhile, the NSA is spying on the Congress without warrants. Go back to the last 6 months. I kept pointing out how they caught MI5, MI6 spying on the British Parliament. Of course they're spying on Congress. I've always told you, they're not listening to people in caves in Afghanistan. They are. They're only making sure U.S. Special Forces don't ever figure out who they're really working for, and they use that intel on the military to keep people in the dark and make sure their compartmentalization's working. They use the NSA to make sure their cocaine and heroin shipments don't get interdicted by the local PD. They use the NSA to spy on inventors, to steal your invention, or to make sure you don't get it to market, or to spy on university professors doing research that could revolutionize things. They use the NSA to track trends of what you want to buy and what you want to sell and what the new trends are that are coming so they can get a hold of those trends and head them off at the pass, like Fox News is doing now, saying they want to fight the world government. After all these years saying it didn't exist, they tried to stall you, tried to fool you. They lost that fight for the mind. Now they're trying to co-opt. The left, who always claimed they were against torture and police state and secret arrest, suddenly they love it. See, when they're out of power, they can claim they're fighting the man. When they're in power, they become the man. When the Republicans are out of power, they act like they're fighting the system. As soon as they're back in, they'll go right back to what they always do. And as soon as the public figures out this elementary trick, it is elementary, my dear Watson. As soon as we figure that out, we can set about getting back some real liberty. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we're off to Alpha Centauri's. We're off to the next level of human development. And let it not be said that we did not, at this key crossroads in human development, that there weren't those of us that didn't understand the true fight we're in here, the eugenics wars that we're now living in as the elite try to dominate and control the future by controlling the present. massive news blitz of key information straight ahead, your phone calls, and a lot more.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Up in the next segment.
In constant sorrow through his day.
1-800-259-9231.
I've seen trouble all my day.
1-800-259-9231.
Bid farewell
to old Kentucky.
Place where I was born and prayed, the place where he was born and prayed.
is the stack of vital news and information I have in front of me as I'm seething with rebellion against the tyranny. And if you get that spirit of liberty, that spirit of resistance to tyrants, our troubles will be over very, very quickly. Washington Post highlights agenda for Bank of the World. Another big article. Steve Watson did a detailed analysis tying it together. A bigger, bolder role is imagined for the IMF. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com. And then I have the actual article from the Washington Post. A bigger, bolder role is imagined for the IMF. Changes suggest shift in how global economy is run. And then you read the article and it says the new global bank of the world will run every facet of our lives. And I'm going to get to that after I take some calls in the next hour in detail. Because when I get up here on air and I tell you that bureaucrats are going to micromanage and inspect your home, your children, your school, every facet of your life, you can have a taco shop, you can have a hot dog wagon parked on the street corner, everything is going to be micromanaged. You see, it's not enough for the big bankers with their socialist communist wealth redistribution system. They take it from the general public, give it to themselves, and call it workers' paradise at machine gun point. They always have little control freak enforcers hopping around in black uniforms, loving the petty power, carrying it out for them. And the elites always purge them as well, but they love it. They only want their little moment in the sun as a thug. People who would have done nothing or been nothing. It's who they are, fundamentally. But it's not enough to just tax you and take your money. They want to run you. They want to run me. They want to be over every facet of your life. And they're now announcing every day all over the news. They want a one-child policy in the United States. That is taxes on having more than one child. They want you shunned, and they want colleges to give preferential treatment to people that only have one child. And that's how China started in 75 under U.S. treaty agreements with the State Department Memorandum 200. And it became law in 81. They're now saying no fireplaces, everything, plastics, your car, your home, your windows, everything with taxes, everything with inspections, everything selectively enforced to shut down more select industries. And yes, there will be taxes on being overweight. Now, there's certainly a lot of self-propelled stomachs out there, and I've probably been one of them. But the issue here is that if you look at their fat body weight size index, they are calling people who are as skinny as a rail overweight and people that are just a bit husky obese. There's three different body types. They don't take that into consideration. But regardless, they say they are going to tax you for being overweight. That's now mainstream news. They're going to tax every form of meat. They're going to tax as carbon footprint. Now they're saying a water footprint. My dad called last week about it. My dad showed up Saturday morning. He said, he gave me The Economist. It's at my house, but I was reading the article, this month's Economist, and it said, well, we know there's actually plenty of water, but you've just been wasteful, so we're going to have a water tax because a lot of it doesn't make it to the ocean. And so the oceans are going to dry up. I'm not kidding. As if, how dumb. This is supposedly an intellectual hoity-toity magazine for people that are big brains. Folks, the water evaporates and forms clouds and goes out to the ocean and rains into the ocean and then vice versa. It means nothing if a lot of big rivers are trickles by the time they hit the sea. It means nothing. I thought the seas were rising from global warming. They simultaneously, in the same article, say that the seas are rising from global warming and they've got to put a water footprint cap, like a carbon footprint cap, because the water isn't getting to the ocean. I mean, this is incredible. They want it to sound ridiculous on the face of it. They want to just wear you out where you just accept anything. All right, we'll get into your calls, 1-800-259-9231 when we get back. And a ton of other news I haven't even hit. I am fired up for liberty. I hope you are as well. PrisonPlanet.tv, newly redesigned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Imagine all the control freak, lazy parasites who are like spoiled children with all their excuses to micromanage our lives under the new carbon footprint regime as their ranks swell with paramilitary forces, as every form of liberty is destroyed. Disgusting.
The rusted chains of prison moons are shattered by the sun. I walk a road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. Three lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson.
You think it's sexy. You think it's cool. But it's your moment of truth. Will you be laughing like you are now? Because you are, we are, in the court of the Crimson King.
The keeper of the city keys put shutters on the dreams. I wait outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient schemes. The Black Queen chants the funeral march, the cracked brass bells will ring to summon back the fire witch to the court of the crimson.
war.
All right, your phone calls are coming up momentarily. Here's the headlines. Washington Post highlights agenda for Bank of the World that will rule with an iron fist through the new environmental tyranny, the green tyranny, the carbon tyranny, over the entire cycle of life on Earth, life itself now listed as a carcinogen, as a toxic waste, as a poison. Obama proposes U.S. loan $100 billion to International Monetary Fund. It continues, a bigger, bolder role is imagined for the IMF. That is such a big deal, how they just roll that out in front of everybody like it's no big deal. Oil falls near $45 as stock markets sink. Remember, about 9 months ago now, Lindsey Williams said in the next 4 or 5 months, oil's going to start dropping down to below 50. And then it went down to as low as $32 a barrel, shot back up to 50, but then went right back down. Everybody's like, oh, see, Lindsey's going to be wrong. Lindsey's going to be wrong. And then, boom, it goes right back down to $45 a barrel. That's got Hugo Chavez running up and groveling to Obama, just as George Soros said it would. I also got an AP article here that actually tells the truth. It says, saving federal money the easy way, cut a latte or two out of your annual budget, and you've just done as much belt tightening as President Obama asked his cabinet to do on Monday. In a quote, he said that they will cut $100 million out of federal spending in the next 90 days, folks. They are spending over $1.5 trillion, just to the private banks a month. Obama, in 2 months in office, 2 months and 20-something days, 100 days, 101 days, has spent more money. You can Google this number, and there's big news article sites that document it. He spent more money than all presidents before him, George Bush, Bill Clinton, George Bush Sr., Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter, Richard Nixon, LBJ, John F. Kennedy, Dwight D. Eisenhower, and on and on and on. Harry Truman, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, right back through Woodrow Wilson and Taft, and right back into John Quincy Adams and Thomas Jefferson, Andrew Jackson, George Washington. More than all the money the federal government ever spent in all its history of 234 years in 100 days. Now, you wonder why they're building FEMA camps. You wonder why the police are brainwashed. You're wondering why they're walking around in black uniforms with machine guns. You wonder why governors say you can't run army checkpoints in Tennessee and they just do it anyways. Or why the Marines are out running checkpoints around the nation from California to Michigan. You wonder why all of this is going on. It's because we have been completely robbed. They've already shot enough financial bullets into us to kill us 100,000 times over. They just haven't let us fall over yet to fully bleed out. And when the public figures this out, they're probably not going to riot. Some will. They're probably going to run groveling and lick the boots of the government even more, prostrating themselves. You know, that's what the public thinks, groveling and sucking up and being delusional and buying in to what Gerald Celente calls the optimism opium. I mean, that is what is going on. That is what's happening here. And I know a lot of yuppies are giggling and laughing right now, and a lot of Obama supporters, a lot of neocons. That's fine. Keep laughing. But at least when there's absolutely no doubting the things we've broken down here, I mean, exactly what we said, World Bank, you pay your taxes to, openly being announced, what I told you 12, 13 years ago, what old-timers told you 40 years ago, because they had IMF World Bank documents then. And you sit around laughing at us, and now we're finally here. The Christmas hog fattened up and ready. Got a nice little red bow on its head, smiling up at its master, and its master just takes a big old butcher knife and just jams it right into its throat and just slashes its jugglers and carotid arteries, and the black blood just spews and gushes, and it's squealing. The squealing has just begun. So it's a line of Christmas pigs lined up, and the Christmas pigs see one of the big fat hogs in the front line, and a few hundred others piled up, being now hung up by their legs to be fully butchered and bled out, and they're squealing, and the person jabbing the butcher knives into their throats is saying, "Come on, piggies, I love you. I'm your government. I'm going to take good care of you." And some of the piggies are jumping up and down and kind of clicking their heels together happily. They can't wait to get up to the head of the line. Obama's going to pay their mortgage. Obama's going to pay for their car payment. Obama's going to give them free HPV shots. Oh, goody. And then as they get to the head of the line and find out it's not as fun as they were told it was, they get this little, like a dog looking up at its owner when the owner takes a 45 and shoots it right between the eyes. "Why? Why are you doing this to me?" And the New World Order says, "Because we're psychopathic sadists. And we enjoy it, and we see you as dumb cattle. Now, die." Yeah, that's dark, but, you know, Stalin killing 50 million, Mao killing 60-plus million, Hitler killing 20-something million, U.S. government financing Pol Pot to kill 3 million. I mean, the government is so illegitimate, so criminal, that in the late 70s, Zbigniew Brzezinski writes two books. Just Google it. Brzezinski brags about funding Pol Pot. And the son of a bitch, and I had to use that term, that's what he is, he sits there and brags about it. I mean, he writes books bragging about killing 3 mil. 35% of the population. And you got all these schmucks, all these people in denial. "Oh, the government's not going to hurt me. Why, the government likes me." The only reason we haven't all been completely imploded and gutted and re-educated, those of us that live like the bankers have done all over the world, is because we got guns. And they've just been trying to figure out how to create a crisis where they can get the public to go along with turning most of them in. And they finally figured out their plan. They plan to start a revolution in this country by pushing tyranny and get the police and military chewed up and killed. I'm talking tens of thousands of them conservatively in the first wave, to harden them, to then form into death squads and fully go out against the American people and advertise through psyops the slaughter and killing of patriot after patriot, holed up in their mountain retreats and their homes and everywhere else. And through propaganda, they'll put out stuff about patriots killing children and, you know, all sorts of other hardcore black propaganda, as they call it, meaning just lies. And that isn't going to work either. It's just they've decided to tear this place from one end to the other. They've decided to go into full tilt boogie. And if you don't wake up and understand it can happen here, it is happening here, if you don't grow up and get focused and get serious, and I'm talking to police and military, especially veterans who've been out there in the muck, who know history and who know how real the world is and how gelded and how castrated the public is, in your gut, you know I'm telling the truth, in your gut, in your instincts, in your soul, you know I'm telling you the truth. And you've been denying it to yourself. And then you can intellectually, scientifically, study the facts I lay out, and there's no other conclusion. But if you won't do the research, at least look in the mirror and do a gut check. Tonight, when you get home, turn off the TV, turn off everything, go into a dark room, sit down in a chair, lean back, and ask yourselves where all this is headed. Ask yourselves what the feds are building up around us. Ask yourselves what the architecture of government is setting up right now. We've seen it before, but I've never seen it so lovingly crafted. Plumbobbed out. Oiled and pampered. So you get ready. All right, let's go to your phone calls as promised. And again, like I said, I'm going to get into the what living in the slave grid will be like. I want to update folks on that, get in a bunch of news. Let's talk to Kevin in Canada. Kevin, you're on the air.
Hello there, Alex. How's it going?
Good, sir.
Man, I got to tell you, there's around here in North Bay, Ontario, I talk to everybody about the New World Order agenda, and quite frankly, there's not many people here that are very much asleep. But what I've been seeing around here is pretty much of a defeatist attitude is what I've been noticing around here. That some people, they know about the New World Order. They know that we're moving towards a fascist world government. But a lot of people, some of the attitude I've been getting is, well,
so
what
same
do you want
thing
to do
in Europe. They have, yeah. They have again, 50th anniversary of the EU. Literally, like five people. You watch the films. I was watching it on cable, European news. No one showed up, and the news wasn't saying that. They're like, everyone loves the EU. Look at them, and it would be big parades with no one there. But yes, they've capitulated. They have given in. Mm-hmm. But that is a form of resistance as well.
Well, one thing I've been telling people,
I mean, you know, just not showing up, not liking it, hating it. But it's not the type of resistance we need. We need the fury of liberty. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And I've been trying to get a We Are Change that chapter going on in this area, North Bay, Sudbury, Ontario, Northern Ontario, for that matter. And I've been getting quite a bit of a positive response. I've been getting with the Facebook people. I know where Facebook comes from.
Well, that's it. People are looking for leadership, and you're it, Kevin. That's what I keep explaining. They're looking for leaders. Lead them.
Oh, that's what I'm trying to do, and that's why I took radio broadcasting. I just finished my first year, actually. And I just want to get out there, get the word out there to people that I'm getting on the Facebook.
Well, that's great that you're taking RTF, but I wouldn't wait. I'd start your podcast. There's hundreds of sites that let you post it. Post it to all of them. I would start your reports now. Do not wait. Don't wait and go to the academy next year, you know, like they're telling Luke Skywalker, okay? Go get in the fight right now. The fight's going on right now. Don't wait. Don't go to the academy next year. Get in the fight now.
Well, that's exactly what I'm doing. And let me tell you, it feels good. Getting the truth out to people, man, I'm telling you.
Look, history's happening now. We need people to not procrastinate, to not wait, to not feel like, oh, I got to go to school or I got to get it right. Get in the fight, folks. That's how you get better. You get in the arena. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Kevin. Isaac, you're on the air from Denver, Colorado. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Alex, welcome.
Good to call in. Hey, I don't know if you've already covered this, but on July 27th to 31st, they're doing the NLE09, the FEMA is.
Yeah, they're doing a big drill.
Yeah, well, they've released, on their FEMA site, they've released all the details of it, and I don't know if you were aware of it or if you were.
I know a little bit. Why don't you tell me? I mean, they're doing drills everywhere, how to take over towns, how to take over cities, how to put people in the sports stadiums, and then they say, oh, there's no camps. Here's just every AP Reuters about them trying to put us in sports stadiums. But go ahead.
Well, they've kind of detailed a little bit of what they're going to do. Basically, it's based on a terrorist event happening outside the United States, and the exercise will center on preventing subsequent efforts by terrorists to enter the United States and carry out additional attacks.
Mm-hmm.
It's for FEMA Region 6, which includes Arkansas, Louisiana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's down along the border areas that they're going to be concentrating on, which would kind of play in with what's going on with the Mexican drug cartels and everything else right now.
Well, if we just turn our guns in and don't get rid of the drug war that's caused all this, just take our guns, that will fix it.
But the only reason I'm bringing this up was because, as you know, and you've detailed in your films, these usually coincide with a real event. like 7-7.
They can.
Like
they can. They do. They do hundreds of these. But yes, they always are running a drill when they do it, when they stage an attack, that whether they're releasing foot and mouth or whether they're releasing, you know, horse flu or whether they're attacking on 9-11 or 7-7 or Madrid or Oklahoma City. Yes, they always run a drill in case other parts of government catch the government operative staging the attack. They can say, oh, it's just a drill.
Yeah.
When the Russians got caught in 99 doing that, that happened. But it doesn't mean every time there's a drill, they stage an attack. Anything else you want to add, sir?
Yeah, this year.
Stay there. Let me come right back to you after the break. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. By the way, PrisonPlanet.tv has been newly redesigned, a lot of new functions and things added. Be sure and check out PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with me.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Pienso que un sueño para sido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó.
My soul cries out, the valley, the people against the tyranny. Isaac, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, the only thing I wanted to add was the one blurb in there is that this year the United States welcomes the participation of Australia, Canada, Mexico, and the UK in this exercise. So,
I've been to other exercises where they use foreign troops and admit it's for the U.S., but you're saying now they're admitting in the drill. Give me the URL. Email that right now to Rob D. At info,
it's on the FEMA. It's on the FEMA website. You just go to FEMA and you punch in NLE 09. I mean, it says right there it's scheduled July 27th to 31st. It's formerly a top-off exercise. Now they're calling it national-level exercise. You know, it's all right there. It's just congressionally mandated exercise, participation in Australia,
Canada. Yeah, I knew it was
top-off.
I mean, if you look at all the top-offs they've done, this is where they practice putting people in sports stadiums and shutting down cities. And then Glenn Beck goes, I don't know anything about putting people in camps. Now, I know they got camps to help people. You know, there's those, but there's not scary camps. See the lawyer trick he plays?
Yes.
Oh, there's not camps. There's only helper camps.
That's what this scenario says, that it will begin in the aftermath of a national terrorist event outside the United States. Which,
and then we've got to have foreign troops here saving us?
Yeah, it might be something, you know, if something happens in Mexico and all of a sudden we have to declare martial law here because, oh my goodness, the terrorists are going to come into this country now. And,
oh, no.
You know, yeah, so, I mean, it's all spelled right out there. And the thing is...
But I'm just glad that Homeland Security's internal documents say the number one threat is veterans and gun owners. Meanwhile, they tell the veterans, take all the people's liberty to protect them. It's Al-Qaeda. And then meanwhile, watch the men. Watch the men. They're the terrorists. Watch the troops. Oh, troops.
Right.
Oh, we're fighting Al-Qaeda. We're building these FEMA camps for Al-Qaeda. Build it for the troops. Build it for the troops. Oh, freedom. Oh, hi. I mean, see how sickening and obvious it is? Now, I knew FEMA had a big drill coming up in July, but specifically, what are they calling this particular drill?
NLE 09, National Level Exercise 09.
Ah.
The thing is, all these pieces are becoming glaringly obvious.
Oh, no, they've signed public deals to use Mexican and Canadian troops here during emergencies, but you're saying they have other nations involved? Who else?
Yes, yeah, yes, United States, Australia, Canada, Mexico, and the U.K.,
yeah, that's who I've seen. Have you seen my film Police State 2000?
Yes, yes, I did.
I mean, you notice that it's those foreign troops, those very groups you just mentioned. Thank you for the call. And that was 10 years ago in 1999 that I went and videotaped it. And they're training to take your guns. Because remember, we have the internal documents. Who's the number one threat? Gun owners. Who are the foreign troops going to be used on? Us. Meanwhile, they set it up in plain view, claiming it's for guys with beards hiding in caves. I want to tell you about a sponsor before we end the shower, Home Gain. Let me tell you about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. HomeGain.com, and see what I'm talking about. HomeGain.com, you can type in your address and find out how much your home is worth. It also has a home maximizer, home sale maximizer, to tell you what improvements statistically increase the value of your home the most, according to what banks and appraisers look at. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit the link on Infowars.com, Max, little orange gorilla on the right-hand side. That's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Also, I want to tell you about ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com, or 1-800-691-6043. Atmospheric water generator for the home. Grabs 7.5 gallons out of the air, condenses it, runs it through 7 filters, no chemicals, pollutants, or toxins, no sodium fluoride, neutral pH. EcolaBlue.com, EcolaBlue, ECOLOBlue.com, or 800-691-6043. Get yours today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line when you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, tons of your phone calls coming up throughout the broadcast today. Then coming up in the final hour, Pastor Stephen L. Anderson got beat up by the Border Patrol many, many miles away from the border for not letting him search him basically without a warrant. This is happening to everybody, but the illegal aliens are above the law. I'm also going to get into carbon taxes on eating any meats, carbon taxes if you're overweight, carbon taxes on having more than one child. It's all being announced as we said it was. It was all in government documents before. Now it's being announced to the slaves as the government documents said they would do. So that is coming up and your phone calls in the next segment. But I always love having solutions. And that's why Marty Schachter, World War II vet, started the company with his dad in 47 when he got back from Japan. He'd been in the chemical corps in the Army. He knew chemical weapons and he said, my God, you can't buy regular soap anymore. It's made out of, you know, good things. They call it soap, but it's toxic detergent. So he and his father set it up, and then until 2002 or so, they only sold to government and nice hotels and other people because you always pay less for the nice things. It's a weird little trick they play, the government does. You pay for the toxic chemicals a lot more, but the you know, smart folks knew how to get this. So Genesis got in to become a sponsor directly to the consumer. That's why you get 85% off and get one of the longest continually operating organic soap companies in the nation. They weren't even calling it organic back in his day, but they're totally organic. And I want to get Marty Schachter up for this segment, a little bit of the next. Marty, joining us from Oakland, California. Good to have you on with us, sir.
Good morning, Alex. Always a pleasure talking to you and your listeners. It's just another exciting day.
You know, I hope you can stay in business with the new carbon taxes that are only to be on the United States and the Western world. Breathing is now a toxic waste, and if your factory has any carbon dioxide or any other gases coming out of it, you won't be allowed to basically operate. So how does that sound?
Well, soaps don't have gases. They're made from vegetable oils and coconut oils blended together.
But you are breathing in that factory.
Well,
breathing is bad, Marty.
Well, we got to take care of the plants also. They require the carbon dioxide.
No, so, I mean, sir, the FDA is, I'm not
it's
kidding.
It's a fertilizer.
They are now announcing carbon dioxide as a poison. You worked in the chemical corps. Is carbon dioxide a poison?
Absolutely not. We're breathing it out every second of our life. The plants are breathing it out. They require it.
But notice there, your eyes water when you walk through the chemical aisle, known as the detergent aisle, the soap aisle. But they're going to make sure that continues, right, Marty? But
all the detergents are so bad, they're so toxic, they got so many chemicals and ingredients in them, it don't take much to pick up a bar of Zest or Dial or Dove or Irish Spring and read the side panel where it has anywhere from 20 to 25 toxic chemicals in it. And people are getting ripped off buying it. And we don't go into that type of philosophy. Our soaps are pure, they're non-toxic, they're made from vegetables and oils that are compatible with the human being, and we've been doing this since 1947, and
well,
we're still alive, we're still anxious to please, and actually, you know, when you're talking about it, it's like a gift. Why don't you give a gift to yourself and your family?
Well, they don't want to do that. They want to believe Barack Obama and have a carbon footprint and a water footprint and only buy toxic stuff from China where they'll have no carbon tax, so that'll further deindustrialize. Stay there, Marty. You know, folks are insane if they don't save 85%. I mean, it's insane. Get organic soap, save 85%, factory direct, stop buying the toxic waste they call Procter & Gamble and the rest of it. Let's tell folks what's in the perfumes, what's in the detergents when we get back versus your products, Marty. Marty Schachter joining us from Oakland, California. And I'm not kidding. The energy he's going to pay for to run his little factory, it's going to cost at least 50% more. Everything's going up. They're passing the carbon taxes, and I want you to know every one of you is going to be hit by it. This is feudalism.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
About a week ago, we heard from Professor Griff's people at Public Enemy, and they said, Professor Griff will soon be able to come on your show. And I said, well, that's great. You know, first heard from his folks months ago, and we got a footage, and he's in the Obama deception. Then the L.A. Times comes out yesterday and a bunch of other music blogs that Professor Griff over and over again was saying, watch the Obama deception, watch the Obama deception. Kind of like Muse gets up on international BBC wearing a shirt that says Terror Storm, and he says, watch Terror Storm. We had Bellamy on the show after that, but I can't wait to get Professor Griff on, because that guy knows all about the New World Order for like 20-something years. Their last album was New Swirl Order, so they are certainly, with tracks on it like 666, and really exposing the man. So I'm going to tell you about that coming up a little bit later, a bunch of the news and your phone calls. I'm going to go back to Marty Schachter, again, World War II vet in the Chemical Corps. Marty, I want to explain to people, 85% off. What's in your soap, real soap, versus what they call soap, and why is this tied in, admittedly, to so many different respiratory problems, all these kids. First things doctors tell them is get on organic soap when they can't breathe, and they've got, what's it called when the kids can't breathe? Asthma. Go ahead, Marty Schachter.
Well, you've got a situation on perfumes by itself, which are not breathable. They're supposed to make everything smell better, but the perfumes are toxic. We don't use perfumes. We use juices of oranges, juices of lemons, juices of strawberries, and juices of coconut oils. We use honey, we use lemons, and all those are items to make the products have a little smell, a little, but it doesn't hurt. It doesn't stay on the skin. It doesn't stay on the towels. It doesn't stay in the air, but it makes the products smell like you almost want to eat them. So this is one of the breakthroughs that we've been doing for so many decades. I lost count after all these years. But we make our products from vegetable oils, from coconut oils, all USP grade, which means United States pure. And we believe in it. We've been doing it. We're stubborn. We're old-fashioned. And we're conservative. And we've been doing it since 1947.
Well, I've seen your organic, you know, State of California organic pure level. So that's one of the highest levels of organic purity certifications as well. I remember seeing that years ago. Just amazing stuff. We use it in our home. A bunch of my office uses it. And it's just excellent. Tell folks about the little tote bag and some of the other things people can try out from your company.
Number one, they get a free catalog. And that, by just making a free phone call to 1-800-340-7091. Or they could see us at 5starsoap.com. 5 the number or 5 the letter. They can get the catalog. They can get the small package of our products to try it. We call it a one-month tote bag, but it would last a family of four anywhere from 4 to 10 weeks. It's a six-pound package. It's got 4 bars of our pure soap. It's got 18 ounces of our granulated laundry soap, nothing like it in the country. It's got 16 ounces in a dispenser bottle of our triple concentrated cocoa butter shampoo, 16 ounces in a dispenser bottle of our liquid cream dish glow soap for pots and pans and dishes, windows, floors, anything you want. It's safe. It's pure. You will love it. Not use it. Not like it, but love it. We create love affairs with every consumer that gets our pure soap products, and it don't take much to ask the tens of thousands of families that listen to Alex Jones that also get our pure soap products and love it.
And 62 years you've been doing this. Give folks the toll-free number.
1-800-340-7091. We're not a corporation. We're a family partnership. We're here to help you, please you, satisfy you. Satisfaction guaranteed, or double your dirt back.
1-800-340-7091. 1-800-340-7091 or 5, the number 5, 5starsoap.com, or you can type it out 5-star. You can spell it out 5starsoap.com. So 5starsoap.com or 1-800-340-7091, the Calvin Pure Soap Company. And ladies and gentlemen, you save money and get organic, high-quality soap that doesn't eat holes in your clothes like the toxic fluoride-filled detergents and ammonia and all the rest of it. Marty, give me a limerick.
This is a very old one from the country of England, or shall we call him Great Britain. There was a young fellow, of Lyme who lived with 3 wives at a time. And they asked why the third, he replied, "One's absurd, and bigamy, sir, is a crime."
Marty Schechter, they don't make them like you anymore. You're a real character, and we appreciate you. Take care, my friend.
Thank you very much.
All right, folks, there goes Marty Schechter. I'd love to have that guy in studio sometime. He's been a sponsor for many years while we have him up once a month. Cal Ben Pure Soap, 5starsoap.com. Big banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let me go ahead and cover this article because I said I would. And then we will go to Kevin, Shadow, Jonathan, Ian, Tony, and others. Pop and Hiss, the LA Times music blog, and it has an article here about this huge music festival. It says, before launching into its 80s smash, Rebel Without a Pause, Public Enemy's frontman Chuck D became conscious of a certain ageism in the air cautioning that the crowd, then is 1987, before some of you were born, before launching into the song, though he thought better of it, adding, but you were here for Paul McCartney, who is before everybody was born. And it goes in to say, with acts such as McCartney, Morrissey, and The Cure, and Leonard Cohen accounting for this year's event, Dad Rock at the festival, it fell to the Strong Island Firebrands, a public enemy, to be the token dad rap booking of this event. And it goes on from there. I'm trying to find it here in the blog. This is such tiny type, the way this was printed. It says, Professor Griff made repeated references to the Obama deception. Hype man Flavor Flay appeared buoyant in jester's hat and signature giant clock necklace. He executed no fewer than 4 stage dives, to the chagrin of fans, no doubt, by going in feet first. Oh, my goodness. You know, those guys, Flavor Flay wearing the Vikings hat and the clock around his neck. I mean, that's one of the icons. And we are awaiting. I mean, we got contacted by him. We've talked to him, and he's called us back. Professor Griff to say he wants to come on soon, but we appreciate him plugging, and I'm getting emails that at other events they do, he's plugging the Obama deception, which is the number one viral video on the internet. Again, it's been out for 5 weeks, and I counted it up about a week and a half ago. Yeah, we released it early. We released it on March 11th, and it's now April 21st, so it's been out about 5 weeks or longer. And last time I counted it up, 3 weeks after it was out, 15 million views. Now, it takes hours to do that because I got to go to YouTube and Google and LiveLeak and the Pirate Bay and all these places and try to count up the views. And I spent 2 or 3 hours doing it and stopped at 15 million. You know, million here, 800,000 there, 500,000 here, 1.5 million there, 2 million here, on and on and on. 15 million. Man, that is exciting. Usually takes me 6-7 months to get one of my films up to 15 mil. Didn't make a dime off that, though, and I don't care. It isn't about the money. That's why we have our sponsors be able to fund the films and fund my operation. And a lot of my films don't even end up making a profit. Endgame certainly did, and Obama deception is, and that's good, so I can finance flying my crews all over so we can make even more films. And when I make this chemtrail film, I'm probably not going to go out to California and all these other places to talk to the experts. I'm going to dispatch my crew. My problem is my crew isn't big enough, so I got to hire a few more people. But it is exciting to know the Obama deception is so viral. So I know most of the listeners of this show have seen it, most of you for free, but please keep spreading the link to everybody you know. Just Google the Obama deception in high quality, and the best one out there's got 1.5 million views. It's a YouTube person that has a director's account, so the whole video is on one page. It's not broken up in pieces. Changed the channel. We've had him on Burmese show, 9 to Midnight, before. Great guy, very interesting. He's got it posted there. And we like to link to lots of different YouTube accounts. That's why we do it, because they can shut down or suspend one account or two accounts, but if I spread out who we link to and who we promote to hundreds of accounts, makes them a lot harder for them to censor what we're doing. And we go to YouTube, even though they are censoring and manipulating and trying to kind of back burner user videos now for mainstream TV shows and movies. That's where the war is going on. That's where the people are at. So we go there, and then we virally put it out from there everywhere else. But, you know, the main port that it all comes out of is PrisonPlanet.tv. And we had something, like 90 terabytes of serving the film in super high quality out to people when it came out. Everybody sharing their passcode at PrisonPlanet.tv. So get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, $5.95 a month to support us. Buy the high quality DVD of the Obama deception with all the extras to support the filmmaker and make copies and get it out to people, because it's having a huge effect. And I appreciate all of you out there spreading the word. But keep spreading it. This sucker has hit the trifecta. We'll be right back with your phone calls and a lot more. This is the InfoWar.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Kevin in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead, Kevin. We won't go to him. Let's go to Shadow in Pennsylvania. Shadow in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Alex, how you doing? Long time listener, first time caller.
Fine, sir. Go ahead.
A couple things. First of all, my girlfriend Mary listens to you at work. My 14-year-old son gets you over his PSP, and he, because of you and my constant nagging, I am divorced, he had a dentist appointment and refused the fluoride treatment on his own.
Oh, and he refused his IQ reduction? Oh.
Yes, and he stuck up for his 9-year-old brother as well. And they both refused their fluoride treatments.
By the way, I'm looking at a photo of myself. My dad was digging through his desk, and he found a picture of me in 10 years old getting a fluoride treatment. So later when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, I'm going to show people this photo. Getting my IQ reduction. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you if you were aware of or if you even know if this works. I came across something called Scroogle.org, which allows you to surf Google anonymously.
Yeah, you got to watch the other Scroogle because it's a porn site. But yeah, no, it's a good system. It goes through their, what, proxy servers, I think?
Yeah, that's how they claim it works.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
Okay, so it does work?
Yeah, we've got links, I think, to Scroogle on Prison Planet.
Okay, all right. Also, I don't know if you're aware or your listeners are aware that Ron Paul's bill to audit the Federal Reserve, H.R. 1207, has garnered 55 co-sponsors and is now being referred to the House Committee on Financial Services.
Yes, and last Congress, his bill to abolish the Fed got up to over 70, and then he has to start over again, you know, each new legislative session. But that is very, very exciting. I mean, how dare us try to audit the private Federal Reserve? And then the big neocon site, Front Page Magazine, did a hit piece saying that the liberals with Ron Paul want to hijack the Fed and use it for communism, literally saying that so that it won't be independent and free market. Now, again, how is that conservative to let the private Federal Reserve not be audited and be above the government? And then you're called a commie racist. That's what it literally says, if you want to audit it. I mean, it's getting so ridiculous. And then Garofalo on the fake left says, if you're part of a Tea Party, you hate black people, period. That's all they've got now is, oh, you want to audit the private Fed? You hate blacks. Oh, you hate Jews. We're like, what is this about blacks and Jews? Why are you bringing that up? Oh, I see you're a racist. They are the racists. They peddle this stuff. They use it. They pimp it out to neutralize their political foes, and it doesn't work anymore. They've destroyed the taboo of people shaking in their boots when they're called this now because it's a load of bull. I appreciate your call, Shadow. Glad you updated us on that. Yes, it's getting a lot of, I can confirm for people that it's getting a lot of sponsors. One day closer to victory against the pieces of filth that are the Federal Reserve. Jonathan in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, man. I was giving you a call, but first before I get to my story, I just want to say I've always listened to you. I've listened to you for over 12 to 13 years. I am African-American, and I've watched you since you were arrested at the DPS center down there on Lamar, because I used to live in Austin. So, and I've paid attention to you over the years, and I've tried to turn my friends onto you and tell them about you and stuff, but, you know, they're still kind of out there. But the real reason why I was calling, I was down there this weekend because one of my friends, he lost his daughter, and I don't know, it's very emotional for me. So
how old are they? How old was the daughter?
She was 15 years old. It was a big story down there.
How did she die?
Well, she was she was diagnosed with a cancerous tumor in her brain. The last time I saw her, she was so vibrant, so full of life, and just the most wonderful person that I know. But just bear with me for a minute. But
did they shoot her up with the HPV?
Well, that's why I was calling, because I know I heard today that you were having a show on that today, or at least I was supposed to have someone on about vaccination.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I was calling because when I talked to my friend this weekend, and, you know, we were trying to go back on, you know, what had happened and what had occurred, and, you know, I was asking him, you know, well, how could all this happen, or what, you know, he didn't have any answers, and I was asking him about the doctor and stuff, and they were like, they didn't have any answers. So we were just talking about it, and so it came up, and it was like she had, the school had forced her to take these two shots back in September. And so I don't know if all this links together or...
Of course it does. Of course it does. Stay there. Hey, what's her name? You say it's in the news. I'll pull the article up.
Yes. Haley Brandt.
Haley Brandt?
Haley Brandt.
Yeah. All right, stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Did you guys find that article about that girl during the break? He's saying it was in the news. All right, regardless, the HPV shot, the reason I guessed it would be that one, it's a three-round shot. In the trials with just a few thousand girls, it killed, was it more than 15? And that's just where they admit it. With a new drug, they say they catch about 1 out of 100 bad reactions or deaths. With a drug that's well known or vaccine, they say they catch 1 out of 10 or 10%. And so if you're talking about 15 dead and it's 100 times that. And then they've given it to hundreds of thousands. Now it costs 800 and something bucks for the three shots, sometimes a little bit cheaper, sometimes more. And then they say, oh, well, it's a welfare thing. The schools will pay for it. And they give them these shots, and people are just dying everywhere. I mean, they give their kids the shots. They're dead a month later. I mean, they'll give them the shot. They'll die. They give babies shots at the doctor. They'll die in the car. And it's not enough for the police and the government after they've murdered your child. They're now going to arrest you because there's bleeding on the brain. They have these violent, and I've had top surgeons and scientists and brain surgeons on, they'll tell you. They'll have this autoimmune response. Blood vessels break in the brain. They break all of the body. Blood starts coming out every orifice out of their pores. They have violent autoimmune responses, especially from HPV. The MMR does it too. The child starts having a convulsion. And they take you up for a grand jury and say, this mother must have shaken her child. The grand jury says, indict. Mother goes right into prison or death row. And they high five. Yeah, good job. Eugenics wars. Death continues. And it's all compartmentalized. Everybody feels good about themselves. And the carnage and death just continues. You know, just 30 years ago, finding a cancer with a child with cancer was like finding a needle in a haystack. Very, very rare. Now it's just death and destruction everywhere. GMO foods, injectors, vaccines, just Google fluoride bone cancer. They admit all over the world boys are dying of bone cancer because genetically it hits them worse. So are girls. Absolutely sodium fluoride. And they don't care, and they tell the kids, you need extra fluoride. And then the kids get the cancer, and they chemo them up, and they lower their little 5, 6, 7, 10-year-old down in that grave, and everybody goes back, and they have other kids, and they keep just shooting them up and fluoriding them, and it's just death, death, death. All and because the public won't come to grips with how evil the government is. They cannot, and the doctors don't know. They're compartmentalized jackasses. Now, I'm going to shut up. This just really upsets me. Going back to Jonathan. Okay, tell the story. You're talking to your friend from Austin, and you know she's happy, she's healthy. Suddenly, it's a brain tumor, they claim. And tell me what happened to her.
Well, back where her mother started having headaches, and so her mother, you know, just thought it was something, you know, just migraine, something. So. You know, but she noticed that it persisted, so, you know, they decided to take it to a hospital. And once they got there, they checked her out, and at first they didn't find anything, but she continued to have problems, and she started, like, losing her balance and stuff like that. And so they took her back to they found the tumor.
Are you on a Skype phone?
I'm on my cell phone.
Okay, well, it's breaking up. Go back. Did I hear you say after she took the vaccines when all this started?
Right. Well, after talking to him, I found out that she took the vaccines back in September. She
what vaccines? I'm not even sure.
I just, you know, I'm just getting the pieces of it.
So the school said, it's the law, you've got to take it.
Right.
Let me guess. There is no law.
Right.
You're able to refuse. So they lie to commit the crime. Then they inject her, and then bye-bye.
Right. She was told that she had to take two shots before she came to school.
Oh.
And I'm not sure which two shots they were, but, you know, and just talking to them and after me being listening to you, it just started coming to me like, you know, let me check into this. And so that's why I called today, because I heard you were going to have someone on there today about vaccinations.
Yeah, well, people will try to whitewash this, but they admit HPV's killing people. They admit the swine flu killed people.
Right.
They admit, and they say, well, a certain amount dying is normal. Or then they'll say, oh, it's consequential. You're just saying they died and that it's connected to this. No, people give their daughters these shots, and they die a couple of weeks later or that day. And they admit, and the doctors come in and say, yeah, they had an autoimmune response and it killed them. But more often than not, sir, Google cancer viruses and vaccines. It's in all the major vaccine lines. And was this little girl black?
Yes.
Okay, well, let me just tell you. This stuff kills white people. But when it's a bioweapon, like HIV or other things, which was part of the U.S. government cancer research weapons program, weaponized cancer program, it's all much more destructive on blacks in every case we've seen. The vaccines are causing a lot of the diabetes. You notice it's in blacks and Hispanics are eating the same amount of sugar whites are. It's all of this. It's race bioweapons, and they introduce it through the vaccines. The schools don't know. The teachers don't know. The doctors don't know. They're too cowardly to ever admit the full horror. And parents just want to kind of forget about it. Oh, no, it'd be more painful if I decided they killed my daughter. I better just rationalize it. I've gotten to the point where if I'm pumping gas or I'm driving through a parking lot and I see people with a baby, I say, don't vaccinate them. For God's sakes, research it. And a lot of times they'll look at me hatefully, or a lot of times they'll wave and smile. But I have to warn these people. This is a chemical, biological weapons attack, sir. Now, with her case, what type of, here it is, it says, McCallum athletes remember one of their own. McCallum sophomore hurdlers, Chris Seals, wore a pin, a lowercase H, encased in the heart to the District 26A track meet. Teammate Rochelle Ellis and many other knights wore T-shirts with "We Run for Haley." So they always make it a big event, too, but never talk about the vaccines. Same thing with HIV, everything, autism. Some members of the track team observed a moment of silence. Haley Brent was not with them. School's mission was completed. But in a way, she was. Haley, a 15-year-old sophomore at McCallum, died Tuesday, 3 months after being diagnosed with a brain stem tumor. Yeah. It says, "She inspired me a lot," said Ellis, a junior. "She was amazing. Sometimes bad things happen to good people." Just last fall, Haley was District 26 4A newcomer, and the year in the volleyball, she was expected to run varsity track from McCallum this spring. This week, however, Haley was remembered more for her personality than her athletic achievements. She had an infectious smile that would light up a room. You couldn't help but fall in love with the kid the minute you meet her, said Michael Kane, the owner of Austin Performance Volleyball, a team club for which Haley competed. Hey, maybe if half the volleyball team dies, you'd wake up to the vaccines, but probably not. We just don't know. They all die now. It's just the way America works. In the months, everybody's got cancer now. The government says in all the UN documents they want to kill us and that we're a cancer, but let's take more shots. I'll trust the government. Now, in the months since a series of headaches led to Haley's diagnosis in January, McCallum's teammates kept up with her friend, a blog, HaleyBrent.blogspot.com, chronicled her highs and lows, including a trip to New York made possible by Make-A-Wish Foundation. Yeah, why didn't Make-A-Wish tell folks about the vaccines? There, Haley was all smiles as she met talk show host Tyra Banks. But her condition declined over the past 2 weeks. The girls were all pretty much prepared for it. McCallum volleyball coach Amy Broderick. Yeah, that's just how America is. Kids are dying all over my neighborhood. Little 2-3-year-olds. They say, oh, that's what it is. We all die of cancer now. Little kids just all die. Everything's fine. But don't worry. The government's going to ban carbon dioxide plants breathe. That'll save us. Following the news of Haley's death, McCallum volleyball players gathered in the gym to meet with coaches and counselors, and it just goes on from there. Well, we can't say this was the vaccines. We just know all the kids are dying now, but go ahead. Anything else you want to add, Jonathan? What did the parents think when you told them it could have been the vaccines?
Well, he said he was going to look at it, but her funeral was just this past Sunday, so I just left from them yesterday and came back up here to Arlington, and I told them I was going to do some real research, and I told them of you and what I've heard from you, and then I heard today that you were going to have someone on, and so I was just calling, you know, maybe to get some information or just to, you know, to be in touch with, you know, some websites or people that I can contact, because I just believe that it had something to do with this, because this girl was completely healthy, never had any health problems, never had anything wrong with her, and then, you know, the last time I saw her, she was just vibrant, and the next time I see her, she's dead. And it's like,
well, she's with the Maker now, and these Satanists killing our people, they think it's real fun, but they're going to get theirs. God bless you, sir, and I'm sorry to hear about that. Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind it's the vaccines and a combo, other things. In fact, guys, I know people are in denial out there listening, snickering, and giggling. A lot of them are probably taking their daughters right now to be injected with the HPV because they advertise it like it cures cancer. Total lie. Go read the insert, folks. It didn't protect you from papillomavirus. YouTube, girl dies after HPV. And there's literally probably 30, 40 reports last time I checked with all of them dropping dead. Now, this is just one of them. And you notice they're gearing up now with less soft kill weapons. See, it's all about testing and beta testing the system to make sure doctors don't wake up, nurses don't wake up, police, military don't wake up, investigators don't wake up. It's ambient. They slowly turn the background noise up, increasing the drugs in the water, increasing the fluoride in the water, increasing the chemtrail spraying. Then they start admitting the chemtrail spraying, increasing the number. You know, 5 vaccines 20-something years ago, now they 60-something they want to make you take. And it's just kind of get used to, yeah, half the kids on the block died of cancer. I know a bunch of 20-something-year-old women all dying of cancer. People right here in this office, people's, you know, fighting for their lives. Oh, it's just, the neighbors got it. They're 40 years old. Oh, another dead kid. Oh, there's just all these kids dying everywhere. And I talked to parent after parent. Oh, I see your child's autistic. When did that start? Oh, Bethany was great and laughing and talking and running until 18 months ago. Did it happen the night after The night after, she goes, you mean the night after I took her to the doctor for the third round of shots? Yeah. She wouldn't get up for 2 days, and I took her to the doctor, and she was real sick for a few more weeks, and then she never talked or walked again. I've been reading, it's in the shots. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you just talk to him, and you talk to him, and the globalists just laugh with pleasure. It's so enjoyable. And it's going to go on and on and on and on. The enjoyment and the phony drug war, triple the heroin, double the cocaine, more people in prison than ever, machine gun wars, collapsing society, and they'll have more drug laws and more brainwashing your kids to tattle on you and more Stasi and more forced youth brigades and the cops' kids will die and the military people will die. And, you know, it's just, oh, it's so much fun. I mean, they had them blow up Camisea, had them take off their gas masks for miles around. Thousands and thousands of those troops died from it. They did brainstem studies. The chemical weapon killed them. And they wouldn't even give them treatment. Did you find the YouTube? Oh, John, you found one? I mean, I just see dozens. Here's one. HPV bomb. HPV virus does not cause cancer. HPV vaccine does. Yeah, they got some studies on that. But, yeah, play the one you got, John, for folks. Go ahead.
Taquaria Williams doesn't get to act like a kid anymore. She's just too tired.
It kind of hurts because I used to could do a lot.
But Taquaria's mother says everything changed last December after her daughter received Gardasil, a vaccine that prevents 70% of cervical cancer.
She's never been sick. She's never been in a hospital. Nothing. Until the Gardasil shot.
2 months after getting the shot, Taquaria says she got a rash on her face and arms, leaving these scars. She had swelling all over, pain in her joints, and poor circulation in her fingertips. Her doctor told us she now suffers from an autoimmune disease, and says it is possible the Gardasil triggered her illness, though she made it clear the cause cannot be proven. According to a federal tracking system called VAERS, there have been 9,749 adverse reactions following the vaccination, and 21 reported deaths since 2006.
No.
I chose to get my daughter vaccinated.
But Merck, Gardasil's maker, points out these are anecdotal cases. In a
hit
statement,
pause. Notice all these ads target blacks particularly. They want to help you and help you good. It's like Bill Gates just so happens to be a public eugenicist, and his dad runs Planned Parenthood, the founder of which said they hate blacks and want to kill them. And then they got a shot for you because they love you real good. Ted Turner gives us money because he loves those black kids. He calls them useless eaters, but he loves you. And he's got a shot for you, man. So be sure and take it. That isn't the one, John. They got a CBS one about all the dead kids taking it. Just type HPV, type Gardasil deaths in there, guys. Try Gardasil deaths. Don't believe me, though. Go ahead. Find out for yourself. Admit it. A lot of you kind of like killing your kids, don't you? I mean, that's why you do it, isn't it? That evil spirit in your gut? Oh, yeah. Well, that's another newscast. Is this the one about the death? This is the death one? Go ahead and play it.
Bobby Swank was a straight-A student and cheerleader. That's her near the center. But that was before she became very ill.
One more. Gardasil.
Following the standard dose of 3 Gardasil vaccinations.
We're like, we're going to go get it because we felt like almost pressured by the commercials.
Gabby got sicker after each shot, progressing to seizures, strokes, and heart problems.
Oh.
It was her neurologist who suspected Gardasil was to blame.
I think that there are too many people having serious long-term side effects.
Last fall, the government concluded there's no link between Gardasil and serious adverse.
Yeah, don't listen to the doctors. Listen to Gardasil, you know? Listen to Merck that gives you all the drugs that have caused, you know, the heart attacks and everything else in the past. I mean, they care about you. You know, Bayer knowingly shipped out the AIDS virus to all those people in those vaccines, admittedly. Let's trust them. So what if Bayer was a Nazi company? So, I mean, this, folks, listen, take all the shots. It's the law. It's not the law, but, you know, lying and saying it is good. You can trust a government media that tells you it's the law to take the shots, and then, you know, but no, that's not the one. There's a newscast where it starts listing all the dead girls. That's the one I want for people. You know what? They don't want to believe it. They probably think those are fake newscasts. You know what? Just inject yourselves, okay? But I'm not the conspiracy theorist. I'm not the kook. I'm not the weirdo. I can face up to what's going on. And I can face up to death threats to myself, my family, my wife, and my children to bring you this information. So you bet I'm fired up and wild. Because I am. I'm a primitive. I'm just a good old boy. Because my ancestors weren't slaves. They didn't lay down to slavery. And I'm not afraid of thugs and bullies. I'm not afraid of death. What I'm afraid of is them continuing to be able to hurt children and hurt women and poison people from Africa to the United States, from Australia to Mexico. I've had enough of it, and I'm sick of it. You need to break your spell, break the conditioning, and realize you're under chemical, biological, and radiological attack. And that goes for all the police and military, too. We're all in this together. We can beat these people that have set this up if you'll just face the facts.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Look at your women crying, look at your young men dying, the way they've always done before. Look at the hate we're breeding, look at the fear we're feeding.
All right, folks, if you go,
look at the lives
if you just go to YouTube. this hill, girl dies. There's just hundreds of them. And you can see it. They got those injectors loaded up with the live cancer virus, and they're ready to rock. Woo, yeah. The human sacrifice. Now they want to give them to the little boys and say they're mandatory. And just incrementally, it's like, yeah, everybody dies now. Yeah, well, children are supposed to die. Children are supposed to have all these defects and disorders. It's all part of the wonderful gifts of government, the scumbag eugenicist. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got a guest coming up for about 20 minutes who heads up one of the groups trying to expose what's happening just on the area with what's developing with autism. And so that's coming up. But like I said, don't believe me. Just go ahead, shoot them up. Go ahead. Believe it's the law, you got to take shots. You know, you could find out the government's lying to you, and that should show you they're criminals right there. But hey, don't believe me again. Again, everything's fine. The government doesn't stage terror attacks. The government didn't do anything. The government is good. That's why I got magazine and news articles from the 50s telling blacks how great it is to be part of the Tuskegee experiment and how everybody wants to help them. They want to help you. And it'll come out later they killed you on purpose. And they'll just say, aha, well, we have a new vaccine. You'll go, oh, great, you admit you're trying to kill me. I want more shots. Thank you. That Alex Jones is weird. He gets all crazy and yells and screams. I don't like it. Now, I do want to go to a football game this weekend and get yelled and screamed, though, and that's normal. But a huge government program to euthanize and kill people with soft-kill weapons, I mean, what is wrong with him getting excited about it? And I've had so many, quote, liberals go, well, there are too many people. You know, they'll deny that the vaccines are killing folks, but they go, but there are too many people. And they'll look at you on a little power trip, because, see, that makes them feel powerful to talk about getting rid of people. Well, somebody's got to make the decision to do it. Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to make the tough decisions, Alex. I mean, by the way, we run things. I'm on a power trip. You little bastard. I'd like to get my hands around all your throats. When we take this republic back, we are. You are filth! You disgust me, and you haven't lobotomized me with your chemicals and control. It backfired with Alex Jones. I'm off the plantation. I'm off the reservation. This show is the Underground Railroad to freedom. We're going to take this republic back, and we're going to bring all of you pieces of filth to justice. Folks, I want you to get the Obama deception. I want you to get the DVD. I want you to make copies. I want to expose these people. I'm not risking my life for nothing. That's what fires me up. I know I'm on the razor's edge. I know we're punching through. I know we've broken through the matrix. I know we're causing a historic shift in consciousness and awakening. And I just can't believe God put me in this position. And I'm so thankful. I only wish I had 100 lives to give. I only wish I could give even more. And not because I'm good, but because I'm tied into life and the life force. I'm going to tell you about pepperspray.com. To defend yourself and your family, pepper spray of all kinds of strength, stun guns, tasers, animal repellents, home safety, personal alarms. They've been around since 1994. They got the best products and lowest prices I've ever seen. 1-800-908-9988. 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty.
That's right, once we're all dead, the elite can build a beautiful world. It's the noble lie. They're doing this all for our own good. It's like Dr. Bianca said, it's so sad they have to kill 90% of us. And he understands he and his family need to die too. But it's good. It's good for the society. They know best. They're the technocrats.
No one knows what it's like to feel these feelings.
To want to kill everybody.
Like I do.
But it's for your own good.
And I blame you. No one bites back as hard on their anger. None of my pain and woe can show through. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience.
Now, this is the old one. It's okay. I'll never fall for it.
I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance. That's never free.
Let's jam a call in before this guest on vaccines comes on for about 20 minutes. Then I'm going to blitz through tons of news and info on what the new green bondage is going to be like. All the forced injections, bureaucrats bossing you around. They'll have all the weapons, you'll have nothing. Let's go ahead and talk to Ian in the United Kingdom. I hope you're taking your shots, Ian. Go ahead.
I haven't had a shot since it was forced upon me at school, I'm afraid. So, no, never. Never will, never have. But one thing you were saying about the autism, everybody knows that the MMR vaccine has been tied to autism. So that goes without saying. That's well documented. I mean, we're living in a time of Joseph Mengelev, aren't we? I mean, this is the Mengelev scenario. We've got the Codex Alimentarius and Nutricide. And people just don't seem to recognize it. They're not only trying to inject people with poisons, they're trying to remove people's capacity to even defend their own immune system.
And admitting it, we're bragging. Yes. The incredible part is because the public can't believe psycho killers are in control. And because they can't face that, they're going to put their sons and daughters and themselves in graves.
But one thing I have to say to you, though, Alex, I do have to disagree with you on one aspect. You were saying about that, you know, Europe has kind of given up on things. And it's kind of strange because the one thing that we do still have in Europe is, you know, people do protest. But the amazing thing is, and the one thing which America should really take from this, and I know you don't see a lot of the material, but it just demonstrates the absolute lack of any kind of representation that there is. We had, the Million Man March, right, in London. You remember that before the invasion of Iraq?
Yes.
It was a Million Man March. Well, it wasn't. It was actually a 6 million man march. It was 1 in 10 people marched around the country. There was a million.
Keith Olbermann says there were less than 10,000 nationwide at tea parties. There was over a million. They just lie. No. Look, I'm not saying Europe is broke back. I'm saying a lot of people know that it's tyranny, They just aren't taking the action it's needed to overthrow it. But I hear you. Anything else, Ian?
Even if you do take the action, they ignore you.
Well, yeah. I mean, nobody wants the Lisbon Treaty, and they just say, hey, we have SWAT teams. Shut up. Now take your shots. There you go. Now you die. Good, good.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The EcoloBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call EcoloBlue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcoloBlue at ecoloblue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be here for the next hour and 51 minutes, the last hour and 51 minutes of the radio show today, simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. I am coming to you from deep behind enemy lines with a mesmerized, hypnotized, brainwashed population beginning to wake up that we are in the middle of the eugenics wars. That's what this will be known of in history if we're able to turn this around and defeat it. How a global group of scientists with private banks who believe in eugenics got control of society, how they're carrying these operations out against all of us, except for a few thousand top globalists in their think tanks and their operational systems. Less than 10,000 total. We just played you clip after clip of people dying and dead and dying from the Gardasil HPV shot alone. You know, this is a government who admittedly grabbed 4,000-plus foster kids and radiated them to death and paid Israel to radiate 110,000 Google ringworm children, mainstream news in Israel. These are the government that, you know, tested chemical, biologicals, radiologicals on troops, killing them in many cases. Tuskegee experiment, all of that. Now, they know that most major vaccines have cancer viruses in them. Not just HV40 and simian virus, SV40 and other things. They know that autism and cancer is up just thousands of percentile points across the board. They know that they're now having people at 25 get Alzheimer's. We're being hit by multiple targets and multiple angles. And we got Rebecca Estep on with us. She is the national manager of the TACA, Talk About Curing Autism, is what it stands for, a mother of a child who had a reaction to vaccines, was later diagnosed with autism. And I just see it every day in the news, people dying after the shots, not just having convulsions, but dying. And if you think shots are bad, like MMR, that's caused a scourge globally, it doesn't hold a candle to factor VIII, which is admittedly filled with HIV and hepatitis. So don't believe me, just Google factor VIII. And they just announce it calmly, oh, yeah, we shipped it all over the world. And then you expand out from there with the Gardasil. Folks, you better grow up. You better face the horror. Rebecca Estep, thank you for coming on the show with us today.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
Tell folks about your organization. And you know, there's a massive awakening happening to autism, but then there's all these other scourges going on.
Right. Well, TACA, Talk About Curing Autism, is a parent support group. It's incredibly grassroots. Most of us met each other on the internet, and we all pretty much were from Southern California when our children were diagnosed with autism, and we realized there was little to nothing for our children to help them get better. We were, you know, this was the year 2000, and I was told that I would need to put my two-year-old in an institution at some point, and I thought, wow, you know, how can this be? There really must be more out there. And a few of us parents just started doing a lot of research and found that there are a lot of things that you can do to help children with autism. And we advocate a lot with the biomedical model of treatment, which ends up kind of addressing problems with the immune system, which we trace back to vaccine reactions.
Yes, I have had countless medical doctors on, brain surgeons, you name it, and in the 80s, they started giving the MMR shot earlier and earlier, as you know, and the children would have convulsions, sometimes in the hospital, and that was always kind of a blessing in disguise because they wouldn't SWAT team the mother or father saying they'd shaken the baby because there would be blood on the brain from the autoimmune response. Generally, it would happen when baby went to sleep at night after the third round of shots, and then the autism, after they come out of the two-day coma, then arrives. And people obsess on the mercury. That's only one subset. What has your research shown?
Well, wow, it sounds like you've done a lot of research. Yes, it's not just the mercury. There are this problem is so complicated, and that's what's really got us. That's what's kept us from getting any traction. The government will look at one tiny, you know, they'll look at mercury standalone with some children and declare it safe. But what we're saying is, no, this is complicated. We're dealing with additives like mercury and aluminum and formaldehyde, all of these toxins that are not supposed to be in your body to begin with.
Yeah, and that's bad, but I learned that from the scientists I've talked to, that's itself almost a red herring. It's the genetic pathogen that you're supposedly being given the immunity to. It's passing the blood-brain barrier. It's causing a massive autoimmune response in all major organs, and it's that inflammation that then becomes chronic inflammation of the brain that is what's causing the autism, centering in and around the cerebral cortex, the left and right lobe.
That's, again, you have a really sophisticated understanding. Right. So we don't know, I mean, what, it kind of seems like a 1-2 punch. You give an infant that's, their immune system is not developed yet, these toxins, which does something to their immune system. And then on one day, these infants are getting anywhere between, you know, 6 and 12 viruses injected straight into their body. And in nature, we would never be exposed to, you know, you're supposed to be exposed to maybe 1 or 2 viruses, and then your body overcomes it, and then you have immunity. But what are we doing? We're giving these children, exposing them to 6 to 12 different viruses on a day. And there are children who are not, like I've been told that my son is immune defective. And I'm like, well, not really, because you're not really supposed to be injecting mercury into his body. I'll agree that maybe he doesn't have the ability to detoxify like some people.
Yeah, well, that's what they say. When your child, and they find out they're toxic from all these shots, they say, oh, your child is a problem. Here in Texas, they testified before the legislature, the ombudsman for the legislature, the state scientific advisor, got up and said, we give 67% of school children that are in our custody, the foster children, psychotropic drugs. And Representative Susanna Hupp said, why? And he said, they have defective genes. They're subhuman. Now, that's what they're really talking about behind the scenes, is we're doing this to them because they deserve it. Okay, so see, there's a whole other level of horror, ma'am. I don't know if you're aware of it. That's why we're having influential folks on to tell them about this. Are you familiar with the Nazis and eugenics?
I'm not. I mean, just a rudimentary understanding. But what I'm afraid of doing is it's kind of like capitalism gone a little wild. Like, well, we can produce this product and we can make money from it. So why don't we do it?
Well, did you read the Bayer documents on Factor VIII where they knew it all had HIV and hepatitis and shipped it out to over a million dosages?
I am unfamiliar with that document. Sorry.
Even MSNBC's covered it. But just so you know, it's even worse, ma'am. But look, side issue. Tell us about how you woke up, what happened with your child, and where this is all going.
Well, I can't get too specific because we do have a case in federal court. We're in the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. But basically, it's the story that I've heard. And, you know, we have over 10,000 families in TACA. And for years, I answered the parent support line. And it's the same story you hear over and over again.
Now, tell them that story.
Sure. I had a very typical developing child. I get accused all the time of being anti-vaccine. And I'd say to these people, how am I anti-vaccine? I had my child vaccinated. He has a vaccine injury. You know, I didn't start out this way. But he was developing typically, hit all of his milestones. And then one day he had a vaccine reaction, which looked a little different than I would have thought. I thought a vaccine reaction is kind of like an anaphylactic type thing or a seizure thing. But what happened with him is he had this intense gastrointestinal diarrhea episode. And further, you know, doing research now, I know that most of your immune system is in your GI tract. So that's where it started.
Yeah, the body was saying, get it out, emergency. And, of course, you know Crohn's didn't exist till 45 years ago. And in all the major Crohn's tests, they find the antibodies from the measles vaccines and other things in the gut. And so there's a huge ongoing battle. And then so your gut's just shut down in the ongoing battle. And so everybody out there that's got Crohn's, another gift from the government. But go ahead.
Well, right. So we had this horrible diarrhea episode. And then after that, this baby who was never sick was sick constantly. I could not keep him well for anything. And he had the worst case of hand, foot, and mouth disease they ever saw.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, let's be clear about this. Most of these autistic children that were 1 in 25,000 20 years ago, now 1 in 86, and 2 years ago was 1 in 168, so it's intensifying. They don't just have the mental issues where they're, you know, I can't focus. It's they have bowel problems, all of this. It is a overall sickness in the entire body. Go ahead.
Right, and that is the part that drives us crazy is that, you know, your mainstream doctors will tell you, oh, you have a child with autism and they have diarrhea. Well, that just kind of goes along with autism. And we are like, all of us parents are saying, wait, time out.
They've done it. They're never going to admit what they did. Again, the doctors have cognitive dissonance themselves. They can't believe they're part of this. They don't understand. They're just like a clerk carrying out what the franchise owners are doing.
I actually usually never get very upset at the doctors because, like you said, they're just listening to the people, their bosses. And they honestly think that they haven't done anything wrong. I kind of leave them alone, except for, you know, if sometimes they have a little bit of arrogance, but
until their kids end up in a pine box.
Well, until actually it's very interesting because there is a movement called Defeat Autism Now, which treats these children's whole bodies, and we're filled with doctors who become Defeat Autism Now doctors because their children develop autism.
Yeah.
And once you see it in front of your face, you cannot deny what happened.
That's right.
To your
child. The doctor does this to their kid. And they go, whoa, this stuff's real. They care about their kids. That's right. If you care about your own flesh, you'll wake up. Ma'am, stay there. I want to talk more about your organization when we get back. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We had a caller earlier who brought up this FEMA drill. It turned out Burma's covered it for 3 hours last night. I didn't know that. I know that these drills were coming up. I hadn't really looked at them because there's just so many. I get conditioned. It's foreign troops, takeover drill of the U.S. Here it is from FEMA. National level exercise 2009, NLE09. You know, in Germany, after they found out what Hitler had done, people couldn't believe it. Germans couldn't believe it. They were in denial because they had been under the spell. They couldn't believe things that bad were going on. It's the same thing here. Now, going back to Rebecca Estep, and we've got the website TACA.com, TACA.com. Now, I'm sorry I'm ranting at you. I just have three children, and it freaks me out fundamentally, and I'm an aggressive guy, and I don't have this spell on me to accept this. And I know you've probably gone through a lot of anger. This actually happened to your son. But, yeah, go through what happens to the I mean, and they do this to the children. All the studies show it's happening, and then they rationalize it and put out media reports saying it isn't true. But isn't the biggest issue how they lie and say it's the law? You've got to take all these shots when it isn't the law. The law is they've got to present you with a waiver. But the way, it's just incredible. I mean, are we free or not?
Well, 48 out of 50 states have vaccine waiver laws. If you're in Mississippi or West Virginia, you got problems. But it is true. School districts will have you believe that your child must be fully vaccinated in order to attend school. But I live in California. The form that you have to fill out to have your child in school, all you have to do is flip it over and sign the waiver.
It's a health department document, which, again, was set up by the eugenicists 90 years ago in the U.S., Cold Springs Harbor. That's what, for those that don't know, this whole system is. And that's why Rick Perry said, you've got to take HPV. He just ordered health department to make it the list of mandatory shots to be in school. So it's all a corporate fraud trick. Go ahead.
Well, what I worry about is all of a sudden, you know, we have a hammer and everything looks like a nail. I'm not saying all vaccines are bad. You know, I don't want polio coming back. But The thought that one size fits all is ridiculous, especially when it comes to a medical procedure. And that there is this, like, feeling out there that in the media that 100% of the vaccines, 100% of the time, are safe for 100% of the people. Now, that's just wrong, or there wouldn't be this vaccine injury compensation program. We know that some things are going to happen. And yet, when we bring up these, you know, red flags, like our kids started to get sick within hours or days or a couple of weeks of being vaccinated, they kind of tell us, oh, you know, no way. And, you know, to me, I don't understand why they're not listening to these parents who are telling the same story.
Well, ma'am, I'm sure you know Nobel Prize winners say that this is all a eugenics operation. You really never heard that? You don't hear about all these countries where everybody in Africa and Asia literally run, even though they're offering them UN money to take the shots, they run into the jungles and into the woods and into the hills, and they now pay militaries bounties to hunt people down and literally net them and inject them, and then they're suddenly get HIV and are sterilized. You haven't heard about that?
I've heard some things, but what I've had to have done is just focus my efforts on the United States. Because I do a lot of advocacy work in Washington.
Oh, I bet you're busy. So how do folks get involved with what you're doing?
Well, there's a lot of information out on the Internet. Our website is actually TACA Now, so TACANow.org, and you can find a lot of information.
Oh, was that wrong when I said TACA.com? That's wrong?
That's wrong. I'm sorry.
That was on my sheet here.
That's okay. You'd go flying to Mexico because that's the airline. But
man, great. Okay, thank you.
That's okay. There's also NVIC.org, the National Vaccine Information Center. They have a lot of information. Generation Rescue has a lot of information. GenerationRescue.org. You know, and the thing is, as parents, we're really trying to make it a safe world for all parents. We get yelled at. I've been called a baby killer because they look at me as anti-vaccine. And I said, you know what, there's some really easy things to do to clean up this program.
These are arrogant people that want to shut you up. The baby killers are the ones putting out poison vaccines. And, you know, they always try, you know, they say you're going to kill our babies because you're not vaccinated. If their vaccines supposedly are protecting them, what's the problem?
Yeah, I often think that too. But what we need to do is stop producing. We need to produce in single dose vials, so we don't need all those toxic preservatives. Who wants to expose infants to toxins?
Who does? The globalists. Stay there. I want to come back and let you talk a little bit more. We appreciate you coming on with us, and we'll let you go. The guys were just up in Boston, outside Boston, and they're going to be in studio.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Out your window when I'm leaving, I won't even turn my head.
Rebecca Eastep, give us your website, since I was giving out a Mexican Airlines website earlier. Give that out for folks so they can check it out and get involved and hopefully learn what's really going on before they hurt their children.
The most of the information you're going to find at TACANOW.org is for parents who need help getting information for their child with autism. We do have vaccine links on there, including alternative schedules if you are still looking to want to vaccinate your child but not hip with 36 vaccines by the time they're 5 and 33 of those vaccines by the time they're 15 months. We have alternatives that you can do and just practical advice, which, you know, a lot of this just seems common sense. Like, if your child's sick the day that you go in to see your pediatrician, maybe you shouldn't vaccinate. You know, their immune system is already working overtime, and that's probably not a good day to vaccinate them and expose them to several different viruses.
Have you ever seen photos or videos of inside a vaccine plant?
I have not, no.
It's pretty scary what goes on in there.
I do worry about all the allergies now. You know, we're not just talking autism, but how, you know, my kids can't take peanut butter sandwiches to school now because of, you know, there's so many kids with allergies that are fatal. I worry about that. And you read about the solutions of the vaccines are produced in, and you find out that, you know, they were using eggs, and there's so many egg allergies now.
No, they use dead babies.
They use aborted fetal tissue. I've heard that in some of them. They've used peanut oil, and then, you know, then you start to wonder about the peanuts. And these are allergens that you're told when your babies are young not to expose them to until after they're a year old, but then they're in the infant shots. There is just a lot of double talk or one hand not knowing what the other is doing. So we like to educate parents. We hope that the CDC will be listening and there'll be vaccine reform. If there's not, we are going to have to educate everybody on informed consent.
I was about to say, it's going the other direction now. They're coming out with hundreds of new vaccines a year, and they're all lobbying to make them mandatory. So I guess soon you'll get a shot every day of the year, and then it'll be two shots a day. And
well, it's interesting because just recently I got this really interesting report about the number of shots in first world countries put against the mortality rate and looking at the autism rate. And the United States, we are number 34 out of the first world nations, and we have the most vaccines.
Well, we sell a book at Infowars.com, and I forget the exact numbers. I was amazed by it. It's Dr. Eisenstein's Educate Before You Vaccinate, available at Infowars.com. But the point is, he shows the state studies over 20-plus years. In Illinois alone, it's upwards at 300,000 plus. I think I want to say 320,000 is what it says. But read the book, folks. And you can Google Alex Jones, Dr. Eisenstein. The video and audio is all over the web from my interview with him. But I'd already seen those in news articles, but, you know, he was actually compiled some of the data off the other studies. There is not one autism case out of hundreds of thousands of Amish over decades.
Yeah.
Because they don't vaccinate, but go ahead.
We're always banging our head against the wall wondering why there hasn't been the vaccinated versus unvaccinated study. That's how drug trials. You know, you give a person a drug and compare it to the other person that doesn't have the drug and figure out the health outcome. We're always been told that there aren't enough people to sustain the study. And we have the Amish. We also have Dr. It's Eisenstein, right?
Yes.
He has a practice of, I guess, tens of thousands of children in Illinois that have not been vaccinated. They have very low rates of allergies and asthma, and I think maybe only a couple of instances of autism. I think you can get to autism other ways besides vaccines, but the current increase, my gut feeling is that the vaccines have something to do with the massive numbers we see right now. Although I do concede that that's not the only way you can get there.
Yeah, well, they've done GMO studies with different rodent species with the GMO, genetically modified crops, and it's causing similar things. So it's real simple. There's a lot of different autoimmune developments that are man-made that are triggering this, and then it's a cascading effect. In closing, I just want to commend you for the work you're doing and add that I think the most important thing you're doing is they do have treatments. They have medical doctors that are doing detoxes, other things, especially if it's done early enough where they're actually reversing a lot of autism instead of them just saying, put your kid in a warehouse. Tell folks about that.
Well, TACA has, the last time I checked, 68 children that have lost their autism diagnosis. they've recovered. We also get a lot of criticisms for saying that. But notice, we didn't say that these children were cured. We hope someday that there'll be a cure, but what we're talking about is recovery. And what we say, it's kind of like being hit by a bus. You can recover, but you still might have some scars and, you know, some limps. But we're talking about children that are fully mainstreamed into school now with no supports. And that is because they were able to fix their body, you know, to go after some of the damage that was done to them and get the right therapies at a critical time. And that is something that can happen for some of these children. Maybe not all, but we've had children that have changed their diet, go from, you know, always having to wear diapers, not wearing diapers. And when you look over a lifespan, that is a great improvement.
It is. It is. Listen, I want to thank you for joining us and spending time, and folks can find out more at your website. Give that out for folks one more time.
It's TACANOW, TACANOW.org.
All right. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
No problem. Take care.
You know, that's a nice lady, folks, but we've had hundreds and hundreds of experts, medical doctors on over this, and you heard her. Well, I think, you know, cutting back on vaccines or an alternate, you know, route, you know, so you're not having your kid hit by a bus, take less of them. Maybe you're just being hit by a VW van, you know, or maybe they're not, it's not being hit by a bus, it's being like hitting the head with a baseball bat. Or maybe it's not like being hit by a bus, it's like throwing your kid down the stairs head first. You know, we're not gonna, and again, it's these nice mothers, nice people, they're like, I don't understand why the government can't figure it out, why they're so dumb. I can't understand. Though they know. Okay, folks, they enjoy what they're doing. Texas Academy of Sciences. I give you hundreds of examples. Here's the best one in the newspapers. Dr. Eric Pianca gives speeches at Austin, St. Edwards, gives Texas Academy of Sciences in South Texas. Another one, and he says we got to kill 90% of the population. We got to start now. And he projects giant red skulls on the wall in a PowerPoint and standing ovation with people crying. This is religious. See, this is at their heart, an insane, wild power trip of just going, I'm a scientist, I'm important. Oh, I know how to make the tough decisions. We're going to kill everybody. Oh, God, it's for the earth. Oh, I just hate people. And you know who those people are, and you find them in the biology departments at your major universities. Hitler got his ideas from us. The health departments. Folks, this isn't my opinion. Go read books. Go read an encyclopedia about the founding of health departments. It was founded in England 120 years ago, here in the U.S. 90-something years ago, in Germany 90-something years ago. It was totally bankrolled by the Rockefellers and all the classic names, the Queen of England. I mean, if you go to Wikipedia, which is a lot of disinfo, but the point is they link to government documents, the Rockefeller Foundation page is, in fact, pull that up, is actually accurate. Think about Wikipedia. Some stuff's accurate, some's inaccurate. You have to, like, my name's spelled wrong on there, and they won't let us fix it. And they've got all this wrong info about me, but that's on purpose. With the Rockefeller Foundation, that's accurate because you can follow the links to university reports where they admit it, where they founded the eugenics movement. And they founded cancer treatment movement. They founded it all. Just Google Rockefeller Foundation. One of the first links that comes up is Rockefeller Foundation. On screen, please. Now, you can actually link through on this. It's cited. But I'm just pulling up something quick here to show you. It says some of the historical achievements include, this is achievements, funding eugenics programs in colleges and universities. That's an achievement. Okay, now just Google Rockefeller Foundation eugenics itself. Well, actually, click on their sourcing. Says number one right there. It's the last one there in that column, guys. No, let me show you. Let me have control of the mouse. I'll do it. I'll find it during a break because, here it is. Nature.com, that's their link. Nazi eugenics created in the United States. And then you can go through all that, how the Rockefellers financed it all. So, was Nazi eugenics created in the U.S.? And you read it, and it's all there. That's a journal of nature. Okay, that said, I'm going to get back into that after I take some calls. because I want to get through Heidi and Dorothy and Forrest and a few others, Barbara, that have been holding patiently. And we're going to get to you guys in just a moment, Tony, Barbara, and others. I want to just stop here and say, though, I get angry. I get upset. I sit here and try to project this as evil as it really is to break the spell. For all my foibles and all my problems and all the things I do that are obnoxious, the one saving grace I have is that I am aware of just how shocking and evil this is, and I've broken my conditioning. There is no spell on Alex Jones. I mean, I go to bed every night knowing there's a criminal global elite that is soft-killing most of the world's population. I have their documents. I have their statements. I know my life's in danger. I know the decisions I'm making. I know how important my work is, and I'm not afraid of being killed. I am afraid of not doing my work, not being effective, being stupid, not being as focused as I should be to warn people. I want to complete my mission. And then that's not some radical heroic thing. That is a basic human directive if you care about your own species and your children. You have lost your basic directives out there. You have to get the prime directive back in place. Now, I want to go to Rob Dew and, of course, Aaron Dykes, who we sent up to Massachusetts. They were up there in Lexington, where 234 years ago in 1775, the Revolutionary War started when the Redcoats came to confiscate the guns. Now, the media would tell you the Redcoats didn't exist, it wasn't about guns, and that didn't happen. There was actually a big university professor who said it wasn't about gun confiscation and that the colonies were anti-gun. We exposed him. He lost his tenure. So I'm not even joking. See, we're entering a new world now where there's no EU, but there is a EU, and where there's no Lexington and Concord, but there is. And where, where Obama's cutting the budget by half when he spent more than all presidents before him combined. We're entering a new vortex of disinfo. But you guys were there. I want to commend you for going. You said it was a great event. Tell folks about the Oath Keepers and the committees of safety on the anniversary on the green, having all these police and military swear on the oath, protect and defend the Constitution and not follow the New World Order.
That was a pretty amazing event that we attended, and I'd like to thank the guys at Oath Keepers and Committees of Safety for, making us feel welcome, giving us their time. We got a lot of good interviews right before the event, during the event, after the event. And then we watched the reenactment that morning. We took some cameras out there and got in, and, it was all about guns. They said, put down your weapons and walk away, and a guy jumps out of the crowd and says, "You're not getting my gun." And that's what it was about, period. You know, they wanted their guns. So they stood up watching that battle. The guys were really really into it. And
hey, let me ask John a question real fast. All right. We just put in a new mic processor, a new mic stuff in here. I was just checking it with the network up in Minnesota as they're in there messing with it in there, because I'm getting a buzz in my ear, but you guys say you're not. Okay. Again, for those that don't know what was going on up there, recap the basics of it and then give us a report, please.
So Oath Keepers is an organization that got together with Committees of Safety to actually bring on this event. And what they wanted to do is have people who had already taken the oath reaffirm their oath, because what they're looking for is not oath takers. They're looking for oath keepers. And Stuart Rhodes and Walter Reddy had a great cast of guys, and it was literally a three-hour event from start to finish. There was no... a guy got up and read Edwin Vieira's speech about what took place that day. And then they had a lot of other naval officers, Army, Special Forces guys all get up and talked about what it meant for them to take the oath. And then Stuart Rhodes and who was the other guy? The policeman, the retired policeman. They got up and read the 10 orders that they will not obey.
Dave Freeman.
That's right. Sheriff Mack there?
Sheriff Mack was there. He had a really good speech. He actually stopped in the middle. He said, "I want everybody to get together," because everybody's kind of spread out. He's like, "We need to see all the numbers. Everybody come around." One thing that was interesting, there was not one mainstream media person present, but a lot of citizen media. A lot of different groups were out there.
Oh, they're scared to death of police and military saying they'll hold the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and their oath, because according to the federal reports, that's all terrorism. Owning guns, buying ammo, being a veteran, you're the number one threat. So they keep telling you it's about Al-Qaeda. It's really all been designed for you, people that won't let foreign banks conquer us. We've been conquered, it's through fraud, but they need our acquiescence to their fraud to continue it and expand it.
Right. And I don't even know if you've heard about this, but it was the day before yesterday, I think they found an ex-Marine who had he was trying to bring a gun and some ammo and a grenade fuse onto a plane. And he actually got on the plane and they checked him in Boston. They checked his bags again and found all this stuff, which is interesting that it didn't get caught through the scanner because they stopped Aaron coming back and wanted to search his bags because of his Al-Qaeda-like camera, right?
Yeah, that'd be right. It's always a camera.
Always the camera.
Yeah. And what are you filming for? People who can't even speak English anymore.
They ask you at the airport.
Yeah.
Why you film? You know, you line up. Oh, that's what it's come. No, I saw one time a World War II vet, probably dead now. This was like 5-6 years ago in San Francisco. He's getting on a plane to go to Hawaii to the World War II memorial. He'd been in the battle. And he literally, they had this security firm that wearing like bright blue commando outfits in these black berets. And he had an oxygen bottle. They were jabbing him going, hallelujah, blah, blah. And because that's who they're going to use. I've got FEMA drill with foreign troops for us right here that's coming up, National Level Exercise 2009, and I guess that's the new patriotism. So you had foreigners going, ah, tell you what,
who are you? Alex, they're pulling me over.
Tiny!
They pull me over for a camera, and the woman next to me is being extra searched for a knitting kit. A crocheting kit.
No, but it's about training us. We're the enemy. It's the good law-abiding slaves must be taught, and they're importing people from third world police states who are used to this and who enjoy, frankly, boshing the American people around.
But that's why it's so
with long. With food prices long. Soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
listen to the engine moaning out his one-note song. Think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before.
Okay, guys, you had a lot of fun. Clear COINTELPRO was there. I don't want to get into that, though, too much. Just classic behavior by these people. So finish up the report about evil Americans saying they'll follow the Bill of Rights Constitution.
Yeah, so there's about, what, 350 people there? It was a good estimate.
I think it may have been as much as 500. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was.
But then the main Paul Revere event had about 5,000.
The main event the next morning, yeah, had 5,000 people. And they did put a little speech in there about 9/11 before how we were attacked on that day. And, you know, that was
the last time we had a call to action, an attack on our country.
That's why we've set up a police state for all of you patriots here today. It's all for you. But turn in your guns or Al-Qaeda will get you. I'm fighting Al-Qaeda. If Al-Qaeda is a white guy or black guy owning a firearm, arrest them all. Go ahead.
So also, you know, Oath Keepers had a great ceremony. Captain Larry Bailey, who's an ex-Navy SEAL, he administered the oath. I actually took the oath with a lot of other people who were non-military also took the oath. They were allowing them to. So it was pretty serious, pretty solemn event. A lot of good speeches. And so I'm there, Alex. I'm in.
You're with Al-Qaeda now.
I'm with Al-Qaeda. And Oath Keepers wanted to give you a shirt. They sent us one for you here. And so here you go. It's a nice Oath Keepers shirt. You can keep.
You said a lot of supporters of the show. There was a rumor that I was going to be there.
Yeah.
Not only did they ask and demand that Alex Jones show up, but started rumors. I think Alex Jones is here. I saw him over there. Really? Has he come? No, folks, he's not coming. Send his support. He's got to do the show for also, many more listeners, right?
We had a great interview with the guy who wrote the 29 Palm survey.
Well done.
Really, and here's a copy of it for you, autographed for you. He was
excellent.
Really nice guy.
And that's the Marine, because he knew they were doing these questionnaires, so he thought he would do one and then so he could make it public. That was the way he got it out. But so this is all for the new Obama film. Also, I want to make an announcement about the new Obama film right now. I could release it July 4th and make it still good and powerful, but I've got other interviews I want to do. I was going to make it, you know, probably not as powerful as Obama Deception, but just all the latest info. And I thought, no, I'm going to make it more powerful. So now it's going to come out September 1st. That's it. That's the launch date, that Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever it is. I think it's a Tuesday. It is coming out September 1st. I mean, it'll be done by the end of July because we're shifting into a chemtrail film we're making after that. But we've got a race, but that's only a month and a half more, really. So we've got more time now to do a few more interviews.
Excellent.
Yeah, all right, anything else that happened while you were there?
It just really is refreshing to see active duty, military, police standing up for the Constitution.
Number one threat in here.
No, I will not confiscate guns. No, I will not conduct illegal searches under the Fourth Amendment.
Will not put people in FEMA camps.
You know, knowing this stuff is going on routinely.
But the camps are for our safety, Glenn Beck says.
We also met the Mass Marine, who's a young guy who is still a Marine right now. He took the oath, and he's going to end up being a liaison.
Did you say the Mass?
The Mass Marine. He did a couple YouTube videos where him and his guys, they basically study the Constitution, all of his Marine buddies. And so they're really – so I think
the Al-Qaeda-tution, anything of Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, exactly.
No, really. They built this grid for fighting Al-Qaeda. Now they're going, by the way, the whole thing's for you, the American people.
Right.
You are Al-Qaeda.
Right, and these guys know that. They know that they're going to be targeted, so they uphold themselves with a lot of dignity and a lot of respect, and they don't, you know.
Good. They have pledged their lives, their treasure, their sacred honor, their blood on the Tree of Liberty, and we will be victorious.
And we were on that field where the blood was spilled, and it's
come back. I want to hear about that.
Okay.
Look at you, got the gleam in your eyes. You are fulfilling your destiny. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. 70-second break, the final hour. Then we got that pastor coming on that got beat up and your phone calls.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, folks, look at the camera over here. You seen this guy? Viral video all over the web. The version my guys found has 900 views. The original video he did has like 300,000. Yeah, here's one. 252,832 views. Baptist pastor beaten, tased, big brother. Click on that one right there. I think that's the original. There's a bunch of them with hundreds of thousands of views. But this is happening to everybody in these internal checkpoints. And you're an illegal alien, you go right through, and they even will take you and give you a job. That's CNN. But you're a citizen, I mean, they just start beating you. And that's how they roll. You're a gun owner, you love freedom, you're a preacher. Oh, my goodness, we got an Al-Qaeda here, boss. Now, what was it like being on Lexington Green, where Al-Qaeda fought the good troops? The evil American Al-Qaeda fought the loving British troops.
It's a pretty amazing place. They've kept it up really nice.
Where the incredibly honorable redcoats fought the terrorists?
Right. And that there's a particularly interesting, the leader of those redcoats was, he had a big pot belly and he had his big bottom lip sticking out. And I said, oh, Alex is going to love this guy because you do that voice that just sounds totally, you know, British royalty. Put down your weapon.
That's naval down raising almost me rabble.
You're going to love it. So we got a lot of that stuff. And you know, there was fog on the battlefield that morning. The guys were coming out and they do the whole reenactment where, they actually show a couple guys running back to get, John Hancock's, papers.
John Hancock, that degenerate, he dare sign his name boldly in this act of treason against the crown.
That was pretty much it. That was, put down your weapons.
They're like, put down the weapons, rabble.
And they didn't do it. They stood their ground. They were fired upon. And pretty much was they were fired upon by a larger force. And then they pretty much did a unorganized retreat.
Outrageous terrorists. But then more militias showed up.
Right. Well, in Concord, that's where they stuck it to them.
Endurance.
That's where they terrorized. They were terrorists.
Yeah, exactly. And they talked about
number one threat, founding fathers, evil.
There was an 80-year-old guy who had fought in the French Revolutionary War, French and Indian War. And he was talking about how he heard him coming. He heard the war drums, and he got his pistols and went out there, killed three of them.
Then they bayoneted him.
They shot him and bayoneted him. He lived for another 18 years.
And had a bunch more kids.
Yeah, yeah. And this guy was, 80 when he went out and did this.
That was another Al-Qaeda.
I mean,
well, that's why they tell old folks, you're done, don't be involved.
Right.
And young people, oh, it's time for you to party. It's your time to party.
Yeah.
It's a little mind trick. That's how the spells work. It's your time to party. Never mind, don't be involved. Oh, you're middle class. You're 30. You've got to make money and be successful. Oh, you're 40. Have a little fun. 50. Oh, 60. Right. You're not supposed to be involved. Everything's fine.
Well, that's not what's going to happen with Oath Keepers. They're getting all ages of people, and they're taking their oath.
Outrageous rabble.
But something else about these modern day constitutional Oath Keepers, that half of them talk with, multisyllable words, almost like the founding fathers.
Yeah.
You get pulled over at TSA, they can't even speak English. You get pulled over by a private security guard, like, shut up, no more.
Yeah, tell folks, they have like our, $2,000 lens just ripping it off and laughing at you. Yeah. And then you,
I don't know how expensive it is.
Yeah, but, and like going, what is your film about?
Yeah,
tell folks what you told me during the break.
All kinds of questions. They pulled me through, like, what's going on with this camera? He's like pulling off.
What the hell? We got a camera?
Yeah.
Like notice the more cameras they put on us, including school bathrooms, when they see ours, it's like, I mean, they've now made it a law. It's terrorism to photograph police. And now when cops have wrecks or beat people take photos, they're being arrested.
Wow.
They're arresting the press. I mean, they're doing it.
Well, just keep.
So I mean, tell folks what he did to you.
It's disgusting, Alex. I mean, it just rips my.
Let me tell folks what it was like in Boston.
He pulls me through next to the lady with knitting equipment because she's the other suspicious person out of literally thousands of people. Yeah. They have the Boston Marathon going on. It took forever to get through. He's like, "What are you filming for? What is this?" Tell him, "Well, I'm
you have the question now, scum." And then what happened next?
Yeah, well, plus I was interrupted by the other way. You move now, I put back.
You answer my question. You come here now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Doors, I know.
And they didn't know what I was filming, what I was filming for, what I planned to do with it. And I told them, I'm filming
hold
for
on.
Free speech.
You shut up. Get on me. Come to the house. Get over here. Get out of me. You slave. You my slave now. Slave.
It is slavery, Alex, and you know it.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
DPS officer asked the Border Patrol if they would get the dog out, and they told him no. So basically they told me, well, you know, you're coming out of this car one way or the other, and we're going to search this car whether you like it or not. And so they, a gentleman from the DPS walked over to the passenger side of the vehicle, and he got out a hammer and some other device, and he was kind of tapping on the window for a couple minutes, like as if he were, you know, getting ready to break the window. And he was on the passenger side, I'm all the way over on the driver's side. Well, they told me, you know, cover your eyes because there's going to be glass when we break this window in. So I put my hands over my face like this and I leaned forward to cover my eyes. And at that moment, not only did the officer on the passenger side break the window, but another hammer just came from out of nowhere. I didn't see this coming at all. And shattered the window right behind my head. I mean, 6 inches from my head. So both windows shattered in the same instant. I'm like this with my face in my hands. And at that moment, I'm shot by tasers. So I'm in excruciating pain. I couldn't even control my body anymore because when you're hit with these tasers, you're paralyzed. And so I couldn't even, my hand came down from my face. I was trying to put my hand back in front of my face. I couldn't even control my arm. I'm screaming in pain. I'm shot with another taser. One guy from the Border Patrol grabs my head and basically shoves it into the driver door where the broken glass was, where they had just busted out the window. And I could just feel the glass shoving into the side of my head here as he just jammed my face into that side of that door and held it there for a little while. It's hard for me to measure the time because I was in so much pain. It felt like it was taking forever. But it was, I mean, this definitely was taking some time. Then they grabbed me, threw me on the ground. Another officer stepped on my head. I mean,
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, this is the issue of jurisdiction. Jurisdiction means what government can do. Now you got federal police. They don't use warrants anymore. They taser you if you talk back. They have internal checkpoints. In fact, Google this. They have federal maps, Constitution Free Zone. Show folks the national map. The ACLU is actually accurate on this. They have a good map of it. And people are driving to work and stuff, and they're sick of this. Every day they pull in, and they go, we want to search you. But then I covered CNN earlier in the show where the illegal aliens, they have fake raids. They have fake raids of the illegal aliens, and pull that CNN up for people. They have these fake raids and then take them to give them their green card after they have the staged raids for people watching United States television. Here it is, CNN. Illegal immigrants detained, then freed to work. And in this article admits they then take them and fill out their green cards and everything for them. So, and I've talked to Austin cops. They arrest a citizen without driver's license, drunk driving, without insurance. They arrest you. The illegal aliens, they let them go. This happened one night. One of my guys had an expired driver's license. I saw him pulled over in front of the office. He pulled in the office. They thought that was suspicious, pulling into the office at night, at like 8 at night. I pull up. He's in handcuffs being put in a car. I come up, and they go, hey, Alex, we like the show. Yeah, we don't arrest illegals because the judges get mad. They just let them go. But citizens, yeah, we're told to take them in. So he pulls up to this federal checkpoint. They have these things, again, in some cases over 100 miles in. Like before my grandfather died, he got real mad. He was driving around in the hill country, visiting his sister once, and a Border Patrol pulls him over. This is outside Austin, 200 and something miles from the border, and asks him if he was a U.S. citizen. So, again, it's their excuse to harass citizens, nobody else. And I'm going to finish your story of the TSA. Secret police interrogating you about your camera, what's your film, trying to break the camera, laughing about it. They literally, I've seen them with good-looking women, they just start grabbing, and it's all part of a ritual of service to them. I dominate you. I urinate on you. It's like a dog hugging its leg. And this is what tyranny is. It's just all these do-nothing scum ruling us, and then all the big criminals on top. But I wanted to go to Pastor Stephen L. Anderson that this happened to. Mr. Anderson, it's good to have you here with us.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Okay, finish up because we just played some of the clip. And a lot of people are doing this. I'm sure you've now noticed the videos are all over online, all over the country in Washington State and Vermont and Minnesota. People will be 100 miles in, 50 miles in. They're trying to drive to work. You got to drive through a checkpoint. They want to search you. They want you to answer questions. People get sick of it. This isn't Nazi Germany. That happened to you. You questioned them and tell folks what happened.
Well, do you want me to just start at the beginning and go through the whole story? Or do you want me to just tell the critical part about where they actually started to beat me and attack me?
Tell the critical part, and now since this happened a week ago, I'm sure you know there's probably a million views or more of all the versions of the video up on the web. What type
right.
of response you've seen from this?
Well, let me take you to the most critical point. You know, we basically had a standoff for about 75 minutes of just going back and forth. They wanted to search my car without a warrant. They wanted to interrogate me. I refused to answer questions, and I would not allow them to search my car without a warrant. Well, finally, the DPS, that was the Border Patrol at this internal checkpoint that's about 50 miles north of Mexico on an east-west highway. Well, then the DPS shows up, which is the Arizona Highway Patrol, And they come up and they're going to take me out of the car so that they can get in and search this car.
Now, you were explaining to them that this was a violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Absolutely, repeatedly. And so they basically tricked me into thinking that they were just going to knock out the passenger window, which I'm thinking to myself, okay, a couple hundred bucks for a new window.
No, they were going to punish you. They were going to punish you, but go ahead.
Right. You know, I'm thinking to myself, a couple hundred bucks, but you know what? I'm not going to back down here because, you know, this is the rights of every American at stake. You know, you give them a finger, they take the whole hand. You know, you give them an inch, they take a mile. So I'm sitting there, and then the Border Patrol agents are crowded around my car to the left of me, and, you know, they've already been trying to intimidate me for the last hour and 15 minutes, but they told me, they said, cover your eyes because there's going to be broken glass. So I go ahead and put my hands over my eyes, put my face down in my lap, hardly a good position to be in when you get attacked, but I've got my eyes covered, I'm bent down, and not only did the passenger window break, but the driver's side window a few inches from my head broke simultaneously, out of nowhere.
Now, Pastor, you made a key point, though. You made a key point in psych warfare, they teach them. Before they invaded Panama, for 6 months, they would land the helicopters, take off to acclimate. That's what the knocking with the hammer was.
Right, on so the passenger
that,
window. Exactly.
So that you just got acclimated to the knocking of the hammer. It's all animal training. We're all seen as animals, and the cops are manipulated with basic animal psychology themselves in their own gang grid. So it's all brainwashing. And then there's the lie cover your eyes, we care about you. That's really just so they see where your hands are in case you've got a weapon. Then they taser, then there's the other pleasure taser, the added Satanism enjoyment, and then there's the stomping on the head and everything else, but go ahead.
And let me emphasize this. The electricity never stopped throughout this encounter because when they hit you with that 50,000 volt X26 taser, which I read that model number off of one of the tasers that I saw, you know, when they hit you with that, there's these two little metal probes that go into your flesh, and there are wires. And what happens is when they do that, they can just keep pulling the trigger in order to extend the length of it. So they can keep you electrified for as long as they want.
Well, that's why so many people die, because this sadistic enjoyment. You see the cops' faces when when they test it for the public, it's just a little jolt when they show it to themselves. But when they hit you with like the "Don't tase me, bro," and they go, "No, you're going to get punished. You're going to get tortured." It just goes on and on and on. And you see him going, "Oh, God, I hate America. Oh, this feels so good."
You know, I used to be really disturbed by that "Don't tase me, bro" video, but it seemed pretty mild the other day when I watched it because, I mean, this went on and on. So here I am in the, you know, I had my eyes covered. I'm not fighting back. I haven't lifted a finger. Haven't threatened anything. I'm just sitting there. You know, they say cover my eyes, I cover my eyes.
Were they cussing at you and having little victories against freedom, little hoots and noises, or was it silent?
You know, from the offices? I don't know. All I heard was my own screaming. That's all I could hear. You know what I mean? So here I am, you know, just tased, and you're totally paralyzed when you're tased anyway. So I'm being electrified here. Glass flew at me from both sides. Next thing I know, a hand comes from the left and just shoves my head into the broken glass that was just busted out of the window. So I could feel that glass just shoving into my scalp, and my face was just jammed against the door with that glass. And that's what the wounds to my head are. It's from when the agent shoved my head into that broken glass on the door and just held it there while the electricity never stopped. A little bit of time went by. It's hard for me to measure the time. But the door then is opened, the driver's side door. I fall out onto the ground, and a Border Patrol agent steps on my head with what felt like all his weight. And again, the electricity is never stopping throughout all of this, okay? And I'm just laying there screaming for mercy with somebody standing on my head. And it's funny because when I was in high school, we had to read a book, require reading, 1984 by George Orwell. While I'm laying there with this guy stepping on my head, a quote from the book just randomly pops into my mind. And this is when the evil government guy is torturing the main character. He said, "If you want a vision of the future, just imagine a boot stamping upon a human face forever." You know, and I remembered that quote pop into my mind.
Yeah, that's O'Brien. That's O'Brien.
Right. And while I'm laying there with somebody standing on my head, the electricity's not stopping, the glass is still, you know, shoving into my head from being stepped on, and while I'm laying there, You know, I mean, I'm just thinking to myself, what do I have to do to get these people to stop? Don't they see I'm not resisting? And I'm just thinking, do they want me to scream? Do they want me to be silent? What are they looking for? Just what do I have to do to get them to stop torturing me?
No, no, no. What else does O'Brien say to Winston when they're torturing him and electrocuting him? They said, Winston, this is about destroying humanity, always trampling over people, stomping on people, controlling them. We're the priest of power. We like to hurt people and hurt each other. That's the whole object of this, Winston. So what mattered was, and these guys have a nose for this, if you're a drug dealer or scum, they let you go. And I've seen it. But especially because you're a King James Version pastor, know about the corruption, it's a spiritual thing. And I've seen the video of these guys. It's a lot of these guys are on the drug take, especially the ones at the drug checkpoints. These are all the pot-bellied ones. We'll be right back.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end.
Pastor Stephen L. Anderson. Okay, so you're a pastor. You're also doing some construction work at Tools. So you're there. They're jumping on you, tasering you. They're having an enjoyment. How does this end? You end up going to jail. They always, in my experience, charge you with something. It's not enough to attack you with deadly weapons. There's also got to be a false charge. Has that happened? You know, boil it down for us.
Yes, two misdemeanors, and these are really laughable. Number one, I was charged with obstructing a public highway. Because of the fact that I did not allow them to search me, that caused this encounter to take so long that they're blaming me for that lane, you know, being obstructed.
And they say that in all the videos where the guy goes, "You pull me over every day, Bill. You know I'm a U.S. citizen. Pull over. Got to search you." And this, I saw this on ferries, and I'm not saying Muslims are bad or terrorists, but I will never go back down to Bolivar again. I was a kid. There's the ferry, and there's literally people wearing, you know, the Palestinian, you know, headdresses, the very weave, and all over the boat. And that didn't matter. And every time I'd go over, and there's not many restaurants, so we come back over with my kids. I was there like 4 days to eat in Galveston, and then go back, and they would always search us. And I noticed, because, see, they give them the directive. They don't even know why. It's train the slaves. The Americans are the terrorists. And now we have this. Pastor, are you aware of the secret documents that have been leaked? We've leaked a lot of them, saying gun owners, Christians, constitutionalists are really the terrorists and the number one threat to the government?
Yes, I did hear that, and it's interesting the timing of this happening, just, what, days after that came out in the news, it seemed like.
Well, I'm looking at your picture. I mean, you know, this looks pretty dangerous. Now, so how did this end? I mean, did they have any little celebrations when they put you in the car, like, "You idiot, you should have let us search"?
Oh, yeah. Wait till you hear this. So after I'm laying there in a pool of my own blood, being stepped on and tasered repeatedly, this was the punishment section of what they were doing to me. You know, they were basically getting their vindication. Well, finally, thank God, you know, the electricity finally stopped. They get off my head. And I hear a chorus of voices saying, get up, stand up. So I kind of stagger to my feet with their help, blood gushing out of the side of my head. They cuffed me behind my back, put me in the trailer, and that's when three Border Patrol agents started laughing at me, literally just laughing, mocking, "Oh, you're not so tough now. You didn't think we were going to search you, did we? Well, I guess we did get to search you." And guess what they found when they searched me? Nothing. They found nothing illegal. I wasn't doing anything wrong. I've never even been arrested in my life.
But don't worry. They're going to have their pension funds taken. They're going to have their children's futures destroyed. They're enjoying all the vaccines they give their kids. They're going to enjoy having their kids in diapers when they're 30. They're going to get all the curses they want, too, because this is the new. Pastor, do you know what the New World Order is?
Yes. I'm familiar with, actually, I've never listened to your show, but I've watched many of your films, and I think they're great.
Well, what was it like to live the police state?
It was just what you just said. I was living your film on the police state. I was right there, you know. And I'm so sick of hearing the word conspiracy theory. I think if I hear it again, I'm going to throw up, because I want somebody to look at my bloodied up face on YouTube and then tell me it's a theory about the fact that, you know, this country's turning into a police state.
Now, Pastor, how long did these celebrations go on, though, about how they'd destroyed the Fourth Amendment, annihilated what the veterans fought for, attacked a pastor? Then they weren't low enough at that point. They had to just, you know, add just no honor. They had to add the icing of thuggishness to it.
Right, and as they're wiping the blood, they had rubber gloves on, but they still had blood, you know, on their gloves, up their wrists. They had blood all over themselves. And then they start asking me if I have HIV and and they're joking with me and laughing at me and mocking me.
It's all about dehumanizing you.
Half hour? I don't know how long it was.
So it was a great celebration of evil. Okay.
Because, well, because the rest of their buddies were out searching my car during this time, turning up nothing.
Well, you're lucky you didn't smart off at that point, or there'd have been some weapons and drugs found in there, their main product.
You know, finally, at one point, after just this went on and on, because I was just sitting there silently for most of it, just really shook up, obviously. Finally, I did get a little angry and said, you know, because this is what made me finally, you know, get upset, even in my position of being handcuffed and bloodied and everything, is when the guy walked up to me, you know, C. Diaz, he comes up to me and says, if you would have just answered the questions, we would have let you go.
Oh, yeah. The Nazis, when they were torturing people, always made it your fault. Oh, so it is your fault? Go ahead.
What did he say to you? No one said they're sorry that it happened. Nothing.
Well, stay there. I want to come back and finish up with this, and we appreciate you coming on the show. But my guys just went through hell in Boston. I mean, they had foreigners who could hardly speak English going, what camera? Are you terrorists? And, like, grabbing other people that had cameras and, like, saying they were together, other guys, and just jabbing the Americans. You work for us now! Ha-ha-ha! We train you how to be slaves! Ha-ha-ha-ha! It's our country now! Ha-ha-ha!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
We're going to to go back to the pastor in a moment, but you guys keep telling me how this went on and on. Just like attacking old ladies, bossing people around, like when you had your shoes off, being humiliated, like telling you hurry up. Like, listen, I'm scared to fly through because I'm scared of myself. I wouldn't put up with it again. When I flew in from England, my parents flew in from England into Houston because that's where you take the Continental 777s over there is the best way to fly. The people at the Houston one, they're screaming at everyone. Everyone's scared, groveling, and they're just like nuts, foreigners and every form of, you know, just person on power trips. Because that's what's so bizarre. It's not just citizens screaming at you. It's obvious people can't even speak English. And they're just like, hurry up, get it out. And everybody's just like, oh, yes. And old ladies, you know, like groveling on their crutches. And I'm not exaggerating. This is like 5-6 years ago. I'm in San Francisco on a connecting flight. I think I'm coming back from L.A. or something, but it went through San Francisco first. I don't remember. The point is, I'm in San Francisco, and it was called Wolverine Security. Oh, you can check into this, folks. I don't know if they're still there, but it was like bright blue Cobra Commander colored fatigues, boots, blouse tucked in, looked like Nazi uniforms from science fiction, and these berets, and they were like jabbing old people getting on a flight to Hawaii, going and I was like, I almost went over there. I was like, the humiliation of it, and like these were old vets going to they all had, you know, survivor what was the name of the battleship that went to the bottom, you know, survivor of the Arizona and all this. And literally, you can tell somebody's about to die, and they little oxygen tanks, you know, where the eyes are going like that, and the red's like sagging down. And the guy's got hearing aids on. There's a couple more. He's got like some wife who's the young one who's only 80. And he's going, I'm going back. And like just, and I'm going, because they were searching you when you went through the checkpoint and again at the planes. And I just realized, I said, this country's gone, man. I mean, that is what this is slave training. Now, folks, tell them fast because I want to go back to the pastor and I'm going to take a few calls. The entire thing of what happened to you in Boston.
Well, it's the same routine every time. You got to basically strip search. Not quite, but
that's humiliation training.
Oh, it's very degrading.
Submission training. Yeah.
Some of them have apologized to me on other occasions, and then they bring you through.
Well, you said apologize. They go, I apologize, but is this microphone deadly?
Oh yeah, yeah. And I was saying at the break, if the military are supposed to be the best and brightest, these are the dullest and most dim-witted, and they're always pointing at the screening, you know, the X-ray machine. What's that? What do you think that is? Does that look okay to you? Every time I go through, so they do that, and then like, this your bag, come over here. It's all this monosyllabic.
But tell him what he said, describe it. You said it was real bossy. I'm like, oh!
Yeah, I didn't even have a time to put my shoes and belt back on. It's, come over here, explain this to me. What is this camera? And, you know, we have all kinds of accessories and equipment. He wants to know about just about every piece of it. And he's playing with lenses that cost, you know, hundreds and thousands of dollars. And trying to screw it on backwards and upside down. And
he's like, what are you filming?
Well, yeah, that's not enough. He wants to know what I'm working on.
What you do? Documentary. You said it was what you do. I mean, go through the imitation. Do like you do during the breaks, man.
He did try to put you in collusion with the other guy, too.
No, but you said he's like,
Who's he? I say, oh, well, you know, that's my partner pointing to Rob Duke. No, not him. Guy in black jacket with camera.
Yeah, black jacket.
And he wants to, what about him? Like, well, I don't know that guy. What are you talking about? They pull over the old lady with four balls of yarn and, at worst, a crochet needle. And it's terrible, Alex. And what's this? What you filming for? No, but what is it? Who are you filming
for? They said
for?
Documentary. Who? Who? Ah! Can you answer question now? You answer question now. You answer my question. No, you answer now.
Free speech.
Answer it now. Answer it now. It's slave.
But I finally tell him free speech. And he kind of giggles, you know.
Listen, you dirty American! We run this country now! Homeland Security! What you do with Kamala? You answer my question!
You know, aside from getting fit, I mean, thank God nothing happened like with this pastor, but I mean, it's basically, and the other lady's ordering me, move back now over here!
Hurry up!
It's a nightmare.
I grab some trays from her, trying to help.
This is our training to be slaves, and now they're doing it on the streets and everywhere else.
I can't. Every time it bothers me.
Listen, I don't pleasure fly anymore. I don't take my family on vacations on planes. How would I take my little children to be bossed around by scum? And then on top of it, I can't take them to the beach because they're doing it there. Knocked the phone off the hook here. I mean, I can't do anything anymore. And then now they're setting up checkpoints on the streets doing this.
Yeah, even when I, the one time I did fly that wasn't a trip for work here, without any video equipment, it's, excuse me, sir, is this your bag? We found a tube of toothpaste. Yeah. No liquids.
And again, they always keep adding more, more. And then now it's questioning, lining up.
We are going to discuss the contents of your bags. Are you Al-Qaeda?
I mean, it's just, it's incredible. Going back to Pastor Steve L. Anderson, where is it going from here now? I mean, they've given you false charges. You said there were two charges. One of them was them making you block the road. What's the next one?
Right, and neither of these charges is even anything major. It's just a couple misdemeanors. Well, one was just blocking the road by not cooperating with the illegal search that they were trying to do. And number two was failure to obey the officer's order to open the door. So, you know, failing to obey and blocking the highway are the only things I'm being charged with. When reality
failure to obey
the criminals.
I mean, can a cop come to your door and say, mow my lawn, failure to obey, I'll arrest you? It's the Fourth Amendment. And they got these things 100 miles. Okay, so what's the aftermath of this been like? You know, probably a million views on the web or more. What feedback have you gotten? Are they proud of themselves? Are you going to sue their lordships?
Well, obviously, I mean, otherwise, who's going to pay for my stitches to my head, the 11 stitches? Who's going to pay for my windows that I already had to pay to have replaced? I'm having to pay a lawyer to defend me. I mean, obviously, I've got to get retribution here. But not only that, what I want the most out of this is for this to get out to as many people as possible, just to wake people up that this is happening in the United States. Because these guys didn't act like this was anything special. To them, it seemed to me that this was another day at the office.
No. This happens. Sir, you haven't seen the hundreds, literally hundreds of videos of people that are sick of this 100 miles into the country being searched. You haven't, I mean, had you seen all the people sick of this? This is a big phenomenon.
Yeah, I've seen a few, but I'm telling you, we've got to get this out. And that's the biggest thing I want to see is for people to blog this, YouTube.
But what's
this,
wrong with internal checkpoints and World War II vets having foreigners jab and yell at them? I mean, that's freedom, sir. The veterans fought and died so we could live in a Nazi hell.
Exactly.
Well, now, were they proud of themselves? I mean, what about the police at the station? Was this another celebration?
Here's the thing. In their minds, they won the battle by beating and humiliating and torturing me. Uncondemned, they won the battle. Now, when it comes to the officers at the police station, you know, once I got to the actual jail, I was driven, you know, 75 miles away to an emergency room where I was, my head was stitched and so forth. The people at the hospital were kind of, you know, they could tell that I was well-spoken, I was a nice guy, and they seemed a little shocked. Why is this guy here? What have you done to him?
Well, do you understand that whether you're Hispanic, black, white, any of it, we are the targets. Anybody who produces, anybody that works, they've gone, hey, these are suckers. They'll let us get away with anything. Well, just declare we're God.
Me, when I was in the hospital, they asked me, they said, you know, what happened to you? And I just pointed at the DPS officer and said, well, ask him. He's the one who did this to me. And he's, well, we had to get him out of the car, you know. But then when they took me down to the jail, you know, a few people were asking me questions while I was at the jail. And they said, why are you here? Why are you the one that got arrested?
Don't worry.
They're telling me I needed to sue and everything. That's what the jailer was telling me.
Well, you know,
the jailer's telling me to sue them and complain.
You reap what you sow, and I hope these cops know all this comes back on them. I mean, really, I'm scared to screw somebody, not just because I'm a moral guy, but I won't do it because I know. I mean, you know, you don't just get judged when you die, Pastor, from my experience. You get judged for what you do in this life, and your family gets judged.
Absolutely. It's going to come around to you in this life. You're going to reap what you sow, no matter who you are. Good or bad, you're going to reap what you sow in this life, for sure. Hey, can I talk a little bit about Romans 13? Because this is what people are throwing in my face, and it's really
I saw the comments. I saw the comments on there going, you should have followed the order. It's of the Lord. All government is of God. Well, then why did we fight Hitler? Why did the founders fight? Why were all the prophets killed or put in prison? Why did they go into the lion's den, the fiery furnace, for following orders? Why were Christians burned at the stakes? That is a fraud, and Hitler's favorite quote was Romans 13. I want you to make your statement on that, Pastor, but before you leave,
listen, I'm a pastor, you know, and I actually have Romans 13 memorized in addition to almost half the New Testament, okay? And first of all, let me say this. Many of these modern Bible versions are changing Romans 13. And if you look at them, they're changing the text to give it an authoritarian feel. But if you read, you know, a King James Bible, Romans 13, the first words of the chapter are, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. And, of course, the highest power in this country is the U.S. Constitution, not a Border Patrol officer or DPS officer. But not only that, as you read through the chapter, he's talking about rulers and laws, okay? He says, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. I think anyone will agree that a DPS officer or a Border Patrol agent is not a ruler or the supreme authority of our country. And so to sit there and say that I was disobeying authority because I wouldn't follow their unlawful command to search my car without a warrant, which violates the highest authority in this country, is laughable. And it's like you said, if Romans 13 is telling us to blindly obey an evil government, then that would make us great Nazis, and I guess when the Antichrist comes, we'll all obey him and Stalin and whatever. The Bible in Romans 13 very clearly lays out a government. It says, you know, rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. But wait a minute. We're living in a time where our government is a terror.
Hey, the government says abort 50 million babies. I guess that's a, oh, it's of the Lord.
Right.
Good. God must want us to kill babies. It's
and
a cop out.
I'll blame the pastors in this country who are preaching that, you know, I don't even know what to say about them. I mean, it's wicked that they would actually have the gall to stand behind a pulpit and preach these kind of lies. But I also wanted to say something about, you know, the terrorists, because that's the other attack that's being thrown at me. What about 9/11? And they say, well, you know, because of 9/11, I guess I need to be tortured and beaten when I refuse to be a search. But it's funny, if you look at how the word terrorist got into our English language, it comes from French. The term terrorist was coined during the French Reign of Terror, you know, Revolutionary France, 1793.
The government.
That's where our English word terrorist comes from. And that was the government faction that instituted the Reign of Terror in France, was known as the terrorists.
And then Lenin, when he killed 20 million people before Stalin got in and killed double that, he called it the Red Terror and said it's essential. So, yes, terror, in its very definition, in France and the Soviet Union, the two first usage is government carrying out mass exterminations.
Right, and if you study the French Reign of Terror, the executive branch of France at that time was called the Committee of Public Safety in 1793 to July 1794 with the Thermidorian Reaction. Okay, during that Reign of Terror, the government was the original terrorist, because that's where the word comes from, terrorist.
Well,
has made its way into English.
The fact that you can read, Pastor, it means you should probably be in the MIAC report or the federal report. I mean, you can read. France doesn't exist.
Right.
That never existed. That's not the media handle.
They didn't cut all those people's heads off.
I'm debunking that. FEMA camps don't exist either. Now,
I just thought it was funny. It's always safety, you know, because in revolutionary France, it was the Committee of Public Safety, and the people who beat the living fire out of me were the Department of Public Safety, which is what the Arizona Highway Patrol is called. And then there's the Department of Homeland Security. It sounds like the Committee of Public Safety. It sounds, and I'm wondering, you know, who is trying to terrify who here? I was accused by a Border Patrol agent. He said, because I asserted my Fourth Amendment right, he said, well, I'm pretty sure you're a terrorist. But they were the ones trying to terrify me. They were the ones surrounding my car, threatening me. And boy, those weren't idle threats.
Hey,
They go to my face and say it's an idle threat.
Have you seen the new video of another guy when they threaten him with nunchucks at the window?
No, that's me. That was me 2 months ago. That's me. Same guy.
Oh, they
27-minute video?
They showed you. Oh, so they were mad from then. Was this the same checkpoint?
No. So hundreds of miles apart. But you have to understand, I'm a
So they now
traveler.
Menace you with nunchucks. Have you seen the video I've got of them breaking men and women's arms with nunchucks to teach them lessons?
No, I haven't.
Cue it up,
but
guys.
I'm a business traveler. I travel for the last 3 years. I've traveled all over the United States every week. I've been through these checkpoints hundreds and hundreds of times. And you they just wade through. But, you know, every once in a while, the law of averages, they're going to interrogate you. They're going to want to search you. And if you travel as much as I do, you know, you're going to get there at the wrong, you're going to be in the wrong place at the wrong time when they want to interrogate you and search you without a warrant. And that's what, and you know, they searched me. They found nothing.
All right, Pastor, we're almost out of time. I got to move quick here. Are you aware that they've secretly recruited 13,000 preachers in 2006? It was secret. Then they made it public. It's 26,000 preachers. The clergy response teams and FEMA secretly funds them to say, turn your guns in, go to FEMA camps, take inoculations, Romans 13, and that now it's been declassified. I mean, is that not the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany where they covertly are hiring the preachers?
Absolutely, and you know, it doesn't surprise me based on how these preachers have been preaching and twisting Romans 13 and the way that these modern Bible versions are changing they're changing the very text of Romans 13 to make it fit their authoritarian, totalitarian government, philosophy. The King James Version words it different than these new ones that are being put out by these Bible societies or whatever they are. And these pastors who are basically selling out our country by telling us, be good little Christians and allow the abortion machine to go forward, the new world order, the one world government to go forward. How can you be a Christian or a preacher and not believe in what the Bible says is going to happen one day, you know, a one world government? That's what I don't understand.
Well, I want the sadists that did this to you to know that everything they're doing to you will be done to them 10 times worse by the evil globalist above them. And so they can't escape judgment. And, Pastor, is there a website we can visit or a YouTube channel or how do folks attend your church? I bet it's a good one.
Well, first of all, we got to get this video out there on YouTube. Just search Pastor Border Patrol. It's going to come up because this has got to get out to as many people as possible. We got to get this thing viral so that it doesn't keep happening to other people who, you know, are less connected than I am, I guess. But also the updates on the situation are out of blog, my wife's personal blog, which is stephenandersonfamily.blogspot.com. And then my church's website is faithfulwordbaptist.org.
Faithful Word.
So yes, it's Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, which is just right in the middle of Phoenix, right in the heart of Phoenix. It's Tempe. ASU is in Tempe, Arizona State University.
All right.
So that's where our church is located, very populated.
Pastor, fire out the website one more time. Fire out the website one more time.
www.faithfulwordbaptist.org.
All right. We'll talk to you again and get an update. We'll get an update from you soon. Thank you, sir. Let me say bye to him during the break.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shen Trishan is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shen Trishan is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at ShenTrishan.com. That's ShenTrition, ShenTrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Okay, I said I'd get to calls. I didn't. I took quite a bit, though, early on. I'll take calls tomorrow. I promise when I start the show, I'm going to cover the new fat tax and all the new carbon taxes. As we told you, it's all being announced. Bureaucrats micromanaging every facet. You think foreigners jabbing you and yelling at old people at airports and going, oh, what this is bad. Just get ready. You ain't seen nothing yet. You're being scientifically bathed in tyranny right now. But fatties cause global warming, new tax. We'll get to that. I meant to get to this. This is huge. Burmese covered it last night. He'll cover it again tonight. I'm going to get Paul Watson or Kurt Nemo to do a story on it. It says foreign troops and everything for a domestic takeover drill, part of a top-off 2009 national-level exercise of terrorism. And FEMA, you know, just working with police, military, foreign troops in America, validating the Homeland Security system, that's the federal control grid, over the gun owners, the American people. They keep saying, it's for foreigners, it's for foreigners. Prepare, prepare, prepare to hit the people, prepare to hit them. Oh, we're your friends. Oh, give us your rights. Let us track and everything and control you because we want to keep you safe. These people will soon be under our control. They're the number one threat to us. They've got guns. And they know about our banking takeover. Oh, I'm your friend. Oh, hi, the government loves you. I mean, that's what's going on. Offshore banks run us. That said, in closing, gentlemen, you were the guys ranting and raving off air about how bad the checkpoints were. There was one other point you were going to make about something. That's why I drug you in here. Oh, Aaron was not hurt in that was a setup. I wasn't really, you know, a foreigner. I wasn't really slapping him in the face. I wasn't really interrogating him. I was just showing you where all this is going.
Yeah, I mean,
you woman, drink breast milk. You know, I mean, that's real.
We laugh a little.
Drink it down. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm getting into character.
I mean, we laugh a little in character, but it really is horrifying. Yeah. And it just progressively gets worse and worse. And this is never going away. It's going to be strange.
Pretty soon they're going to have little hot shot, little cattle prods. Like, that's already.
And last week, the guy's patting me down after I've already, you know, taken off my shoes and put on my bag.
He's going, oh, nice.
They just like to touch people or something.
Oh, no, with hot women, it's bad. Big perverts. Gentlemen, good job.
Can I say one thing? Mm-hmm. One thing that the Oath Keepers are saying, that these globalists, they don't know how to drive tanks. They don't know how to shoot people. They don't know how to, you know, load a weapon.
So they know how to hire foreigners and lobotomize people and give them machine guns.
They know how to give orders, but they don't know how to actually carry them out. So, you know, we still have the power, and definitely you should take the oath or reaffirm your oath if you haven't taken it yet to the Constitution, because that's the only
way. That is a conspiracy theory. This is not a nation run by the people. There is no liberty. That's an Al-Qaeda lie.
Well, those foreigners working at TSA better learn about the Constitution or we're all in trouble.
They've been hired because they'll carry out tyranny, because they come from nations of tyranny, where they just line folks up and machine gun them. Hey, good job, men. Thanks for coming in. They're converting the entire military over to foreigners right now. All right, retransmission, huge show, covered a lot in the first hour. I want to tell you about a few sponsors here at the very, very end before we go into retransmission. Covered a lot of key stuff right at the start of the show. MySolarBackup.com, a lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice, government control. The solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the Power Source 1800 power plant and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. The solar generator is like having your own silent power plant hidden in your home. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. It's the perfect energy backup for troubled times. MySolarBackup.com, one word, MySolarBackup.com, or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. And one more great sponsor I want to tell you about is the good old folks at New Silver Solution. And the website is super supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. This is something that kills bacteria, viruses, you name it. Well documented. They've got it down to a super small nano-sized particle. Supernaturalsilver.com. Check them out at Infowars.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. All right, retransmission now. Keep spreading the word about the show. Get fired up. Break your conditioning. Break the spell. Take action for liberty. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Retransmission starts now.
Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Come on, baby! Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.